This week's episode of The Friend Zone is brought to you by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. With Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. No commute, no leaving the office, no squeezing in an appointment during your lunch hour, and no judgments. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/zone and use the code ZONE to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. Talkspace, therapy for how we live today. Okay!
This week's episode is also coming to you from Bumble. It can be daunting to make new friends as an adult once you're out of school, but that's where Bumble BFF comes in. The Women First Dating app is also a friend-finding app. Download Bumble on iOS or Android and check out BFF mode within the app. Fill out a profile and let your future besties know what you're all about. To learn more, head to bumble.com/friendzone.
Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
Last but not least, I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl. Thank you, girl. I appreciate that. And I gotta thank the man up top, G.O.D., because I'm nothing without him. May y'all have a beautiful day, Hollywood.
Wow.
Profound.
That's a beautiful speech.
Truly.
Now, today we're not going to split no hairs. You know, it's obvious. I always try to emphasize the intention of this part of the program, right? Because it's to pull something that's going to make us better, enrich even, okay? Our lives. Oh, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Yes. I feel it tonight. So with that being said, that was none other than Snoop Doggy Dogg accepting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which is such a high, prestigious honor. And in this case, the high is a double entendre. So Snoop was accepting this award, and he thanked himself, which I thought was completely brilliant, undoubtedly brilliant, okay? I think that quite often we overlook that. You know, this Thursday, everybody's going to be sticking their hands inside of a turkey and getting together as a family. So I figured it's a perfect time to give thanks, but in this case, to our goddamn selves. So the hashtag this week, we don't have to go in too deep. Just dip a toe. It's right there. The hashtag this week is I want to thank me, okay? Give thanks to yourself. And if you're listening to this damn show, you tweet, you Facebook, or you Instagram something that you're thankful about for your to yourself, for yourself. Kind of like FUBU, but a Y. So like five by, for yourself, by yourself. What are you thankful to yourself for? The hashtag this week is I want to thank me. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you feel like you by yourself out here. And you really are. So you need to thank yourself while you have an opportunity to. And with that being said, and most importantly, understood, I think you both know what time it is, right?
What time is it?
It's time for QTNA.
Oh, okay? Lord. QTNA.
Questions that need answers.
Questions that need
And also
answers.
Another double entendre. Questions that niggas is asking. Questions. Let's go. Question one.
Here we go.
Why won't Blac Chyna defend her decision to sell bleaching cream in Nigeria?
Oh, my God.
By simply telling the truth.
I can't of what?
Which is
come on, white dishes.
That she tried to get a Tide deal.
Oh, my God.
But they threw her ass out the building because they didn't want nobody to know that she'd been rubbing Tide to-go sticks up underneath her ass cheeks to lighten up the reins.
What? Oh, my. He's dead serious. Look at his face.
Question dose. Okay. Who told TMZ? That's right, Harvey and them. Who told TMZ that Quavo and Saweetie, okay? You know they dating, right? Mm-hmm. So who told TMZ that Quavo and Saweetie ain't on good terms right now? Because the Migos got a new Wheaties deal, and he's been walking around the house practicing his ad-libs for the commercial saying, "So Wheaties," and she feels like it's a dig at her name. So they've been getting into it. Who done told them that?
What?
I can't so weedy.
So weedy. So weedies. Shut the fuck up. Okay.
What is going
Question
on?
Question three.
I hate him.
Which one of y'all said that Dave Chappelle and Pete Davidson was the before and after Black China got her cream rubbing ass hands on him? Which one of y'all said it? Who said it? And so with that being said, and most importantly understood, I want to take this goddamn time. I've always wanted to do this too, because Whoopi Goldberg, who is someone who I really look up to in comedy and in the arts, she's an EGOT, you know, so I put some respect. I respect a queen when I see her, okay? So Whoopi Goldberg, sometimes she opens The View. You know how she says hello? She's the moderator. So she says hello and welcome to The View. Sometimes she'll come on there every now and then. She'll be like, hello and welcome to The Damn View. Every now and then she does that. So tonight, okay, I want to take this opportunity, this goddamn opportunity.
Oh my
with
gosh.
That being said, and most importantly understood, to welcome everybody to the goddamn friend zone, which is your weekly opportunity and look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain? I know I don't. Hey, friend, how
hey,
you doing?
Justin, how are your weekend?
Great. Oh, it was good. It was really good.
Yeah. What you guys do?
Went to Orlando. And not Jones. Yes, we went to...
And not Bloom either.
And not Brown. We went to Orlando, Florida, actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was so much fun. It was the last stop of our HBCU Union partnership.
Yes, shout out to McDonald's. You
that
know
was
what I'm saying?
Such a fun, Jeez, fun partnership.
Shout out to the Golden Arches, and I ain't talking about nobody's blonde eyebrows. Yes, McDonald's, the Golden Arches. We did a great partnership with them for the HBCU Union Initiative. There were scholarship recipients that we were able to interview view at each tailgate.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
We met so many bright personalities of old and young, people that's been running the yard, but since before the grass seed got
people
laid,
to
people who are running
the
yard now. And so shout out to Miss Magic City Classic. Shout out to Cynthia, Miss Cynthia from the Florida Blue Classic. Shout out to Patty LaBelle. If y'all know Patty LaBelle, tag Patty LaBelle in this podcast. Shout out to Patty LaBelle. But no, it was just a great partnership.
They were so confused.
Right.
It was wonderful.
It was great. Well, how was your weekend, friend?
Well, I was with you guys.
Exactly.
And we had a blast. But I also wanted to take the time out to shout out Cheska Lee.
Ooh!
And her husband Patrick. Yes. Because I was a guest on their Last Name Basis live show. Shout out to my brothers who came. And
Paul,
Crystal,
I put a pin
Jay.
In it right here. You don't you take one step further vocally.
What?
Shout out to you, first of all.
I
Let's
wore this
be clear.
Shirt as homage to your outfit.
Yes, yellow plaid.
Look, this is the one I almost wore that night.
Yeah,
I remember I told
so
you it was going to be twins.
Fran was not just a guest on this podcast, like she's so humbly telling you guys.
Oh my God.
Fran was interviewed about her overall career path, the things that she's done, her intention in accepting jobs, and her strategy in brand partnerships and the reflection on her personal brand and you know her trajectory moving forward.
He makes me sound
it was
so
such
much
a
cooler.
But that's
no,
what
that's
the
what
fuck you just
that's
did though.
And you had people on the edge when I tell you those young ladies were on the edge of their seat.
It was a like, TED talk. It was a little bit of stand up comedy.
Yes.
It was
not,
a little bit
no
of modeling.
Comedian.
Fran is so fit for television and ready.
Oh,
even her
thanks.
Posturing. It was fantastic. And yes, we were there, but we were there to support you. That's it. It was all about you that
yes.
night. And it felt so good to watch you literally be interviewed. And it was great. So
was
that's
really
what the
fun.
Fuck happened. To
that's
whom
why
it
I
may
cracked
concern.
Up laughing when you said my name like that. I was like, no, why did she do that?
And
awesome.
Her shoes. And I'm telling you.
Oh, yo, he yeah, said I'm telling
and
you.
Fran had on those shoes that Rihanna had on the cover. Of the We Found Love single. And if you know, you know. That's all I got to say. Yeah.
Shit. I mean, those are my favorite boots of all time. So I was very happy to whip those out. But it was really fun. I'm really amazed, right, at the production value of their live show. Like, yeah, the cameras, amazing. The production team, and behind the scenes, the prep. It's so official.
They're really doing big things over there. And their personalities.
She deserves it. She worked so hard for so many years. So it was good to see that, like, this is how she's being treated.
She looked beautiful. And her and her husband have great chemistry. They're both hilarious. And the podcast, the pacing is amazing.
Y'all had us in stitches. Him up there between two friends.
And Florida Man, which Florida I really Man. Want them to turn into Florida a game Man. Show that I can host.
That would be really
Florida
funny.
Man is so good.
But if you are not subscribed, please subscribe to Last Name Basis. The episode will be released by the time you guys hear this one that you're listening to right now. And the cool part is they also had a cameraman, so there's also a visual that will be released on their YouTube channel.
Recipients for everything
you,
I said.
They was working too, because I was watching them close in on, see, like making right? them tight, looking at the other angle.
Some
I was
clear
like, oh,
shots.
Yes,
I mean, listen.
The cameras was huge.
Show.
They looked like T-Rexes moving around the front of that stage.
Really?
I posted a shot on. It really was. I posted some shots on IG, and someone thought it was a TV show because
well,
of how
it
official
looked like.
It looked. They're like, "Which channel is this? Come on!" I'm like, "Girl, I wish." You know, but find us on YouTube. Like
it's gonna be.
But I just had
home.
To shout it out, right? I had to shout them out because that was super fun, and of course, Orlando was super fun. And we're done with that tour. We have one more stop.
D.C., are you with me?
D.C., make sure that you guys come out. It's a last stop, the last tour stop of the year.
So
of
you know
you
I'm an actor fool.
I think we're going to have some special guests.
We have a few special guests. You
last
guys know
chance.
How we do. But that's on December 14th. It's a Friday. Remember that because don't get it confused and come out on a Saturday and nobody's on stage.
Yep.
But it's a Friday, December 14th, and you can get tickets now at thefriendzonelive.com. And on top of that, who wants to tell them about the Black Friday deal?
Oh, I don't mind what? Dropping that bomb on your mom. Killing Kyle Long. So, something that we've been dying to do is finally happening. We are dropping a merch drop. That's right. Everybody that's been coming to our tours that loves the t-shirts that you see people in on Instagram and that have been so gracious to support. Well, guess what? Now we open. The door is open. Okay.
Right.
So at 12 noon this Friday, Black Friday, you can go to shopfriendzone.com and you will see so many dope items that you can purchase. We have a really cool sweatshirt. Some new things that actually haven't been available at the tour stop will be on this merch page, as well as some of your favorites like the black and white name shirt in both black and gray. Just some really cool hats. Go ahead. If you like Go Ahead Friend, now you can put it on your forehead on a hat. So really, really dope.
What is it? That burgundy crew neck?
Ooh, baby.
We don't even have that one yet.
No, we ain't even. That's new.
That's a Black Friday exclusive.
Y'all
it's
get
that
before
Lauren
we
London
get there.
And
you know?
ATL.
How
it's
they gonna rock
new.
It before we do?
Exactly. That's the one I want, too.
That's exciting. Shopfriendzone.com.
12 noon this Friday, Black Friday. Shopfriendzone.com. We'll see you over there.
And that's Eastern Standard Time. Okay?
Right.
Just
gotta
in case you're listening, you're like, well, I still can't. It's like, I don't know what your problem is. You should have it by now. Your 12 time.
What about your weekend, Asante?
My weekend was great. I was out there in Orlando with you guys kicking it. It was a fun time. You know, it was just really, really fun being out there. The Florida Blue Classic was a great time. I didn't get to go to Disney World. I mean, I didn't get any Mickey Mouse ears. Or
they closed too damn early. We need to talk about it because my voice needs to be heard. I'm a member of the theme park and roller coaster enthusiast community, and I speak into existence the fact that Disneyland, Disney World, Universal Studios, Orlando, and SeaWorld need to extend their hours of operation. That closing at 7 p.m. shit is some bullshit.
Yes.
We really wanted to go and support the parks, and we could not because you close too damn early. And sometimes people come in town for work, and they have things to do that require them to use their day up for that, and then we would like to close it out with a leisurely stroll through a beautifully maintained and well, manicured park. We couldn't even do that.
And to your point, why not? Why not do like a closing, you know, after 7,
a
just
night
no
stroll.
Kids? Like, you know how Dave and Buster's, after a certain time, kids ain't allowed in there?
Yeah.
Like, why not, you know, have that? The
that
adults can kind of have like a little fun
like in
kickback.
After park. Yeah. After dark, after
park. I'm over it.
Yes. Now, that's the experience
that's a really
that I
cute
want.
Idea.
Because it also makes it less creepy if you're an adult that just never got to experience a theme park and you don't have no, like me, and you ain't really got no kids. So it's like, why is your grown self really here? It's like, oh, well, you know they're doing
the, with Mickey ears.
Right, it's like, oh, well, you know they're doing don't the after ask me park that, after dark I tell tonight. You,
because I fucking want to, and I can.
Exactly.
Why are you here? Why are you having them kids so early?
Oh, imagine if they had the after park after dark, and they had celebrities that used to be part of the clubs and stuff come back and perform and do all that stuff, sell a little liquor. That would be lit. That's what I want to come back for. So, Orlando, you might see me soon if they implement that. And hopefully slide a check for the ideas. But, yeah, that's
right,
all
we know.
Here.
We know who said it first.
Okay.
You guys ready to jump in?
Oh, let's do it.
So last week's episode titled The Simple Things, we shared we shared the smaller everyday pleasantries that we were grateful for, like people just being kind, the train coming right when you need it.
Yes.
Just a lot of relief, like things that people tend to overlook when they're doing their gratitude lists. So, as always, a ton of you had a ton to say. So who stood out to you, Asante?
I actually was dipping in the SoundCloud streets this week. And I wanted to shout out to Trevor Wagner because a lot of people had
a lot to say. Oh, my God, that was my comment.
Oh, was it?
Go ahead.
Yo, so many people hit me up about the Airbnb stuff. So it was just so funny to read that not only did A, somebody else have a bad experience, but B, they got lowballed on the credit too. And that's what I was like, uh-uh. See, I'm definitely not.
I love Airbnb.
I've
had fantastic.
But that's what I'm saying. So here's the thing, right? I feel like, and I'm going to get back to the comment. Just, you know, remind me because, you know, I have been a little smoke.
Yeah.
I feel like it's unfair because a lot of people are like, oh, you need to do it again, but you only need to get people that's 4 point whatever or higher, or 3 point this or whatever
for
higher.
Sure.
And it's like, well, yeah, that's the whole point. But at the same time, when you find certain people that don't have a whole lot of ratings or need to start somewhere, it's kind of like, well, damn, everybody got to start somewhere. And sometimes it's like hitting a little gym somewhere. But this was literally my first out for it to happen. So I was like, oh, no. Like, maybe I could give it another try at a later date, but as for me and mine,
people have
right
to start
now,
somewhere, but they don't have to start somewhere with you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So this person already had some under their booking, they list, and it was so funny because Kia the very next day was booking an Airbnb and reading reviews and was like, oh, damn, now I got to call them and get it back. Because, you know, she went based on, like, the rating or whatever it was. But then after going through reading some of the reviews, it was like, well, yeah, their rating was there. But some of the stuff that they redeemed themselves from was only over a couple of months or so. So it's still like, like, what do you do in this situation? I was like, this is too much of a hassle. But when I get a hotel, I don't got to deal with none of that. And I just have to stay there. I have to stick with me and mine's over there.
I feel you.
And with that said, I will continue to stay in Airbnbs that other people book because, you know, y'all book the good ones.
Me too.
But I cannot. It's not happening for me. And I also want to read the comment from Trevor Wagner on SoundCloud. It says, I've had a really bad Airbnb experience. Host reported me, threatened to call the cops on me and my friends, and have our rental car towed because she can't count. She thought there were more people in her house than the booking specified. She also was recording us because there were cams everywhere, but she didn't tell us this beforehand or on the listing. We had a nice relaxing weekend in a cabin and hoped to continue to relax in the city. Airbnb didn't care and only offered $50 credit. Not my money back. They didn't do anything to the host.
I ain't never seen Airbnb for $50 a night, ever.
I mean, I have.
But
that's
not
where
I'm trying to
stay.
What the hell $50 going to do? That's insulting.
That's why they did give me my money back because that was never a question in my mind. And that's just how I be operating in a lot of instances. But they gave me that $100 credit. And I'm like, I'm not about to. And that's why I tried to give it to someone. It's like, somebody's going to use this and they'll benefit from it. So I would have given it to you, friend, if I could. Airbnb, if you want to resend the gift for a friend, I would love to gift it to her because I'm not doing it.
I just booked
it.
You know, it's funny, though.
Today, funny enough.
It's funny, though. Like, Fran uses Airbnb a lot. Mm-hmm. You had this experience.
And it was my first time out.
And I remember at Essence this year, I met somebody from Airbnb that expressed that they wanted to work with the Friend Zone and figure something out.
What?
Yep. So, Airbnb, if you're listening, it's me, Dustin.
I'm dead.
You heard Asante's story. So, let's talk. Let's figure out a way to kind of right these wrongs. And really showcase Airbnb at their best. We can showcase Airbnb at their best. So
they can partner with us with our tour.
They can partner with us with our tour. Airbnb, let's talk about how we can showcase you at your best to everybody that we talk to.
I love it.
Yay. So that's my comment, friend. What did you find?
Well, that was mine too, but I'll just switch over. So Sherry Rouse, I hope I'm saying your last name right, and it's not Ruse or Rouse, on SoundCloud said, the Foo Fighters are still out here making music and doing shows. There's a cool as fuck documentary about them on Netflix called Back and Forth. Please check it out. They've always been some of the coolest white boys out here. Dave Grohl was just feeding the firefighters in Cali the other day.
Wow. Shout out to him.
Shout out to him for continuously being awesome. And shout out to all of you who were sending me IG stories of you singing at the top of your lungs.
Yes, all the songs
Literally every song from last week. That's probably the most fun that you guys have ever engaged with me. I love when y'all send me videos of you singing in your house.
I do not open them.
I love them.
They send them to me sometimes, but I'm not opening
them. No, I love them. They're so awesome. What about you, Dustin? What did you find in the Twitter street?
In the street. A little music for y'all ass. Okay. It's Thanksgiving. I'm in a giving spirit.
Absolutely.
Okay, so real quick. I'm going to fire these off rapidly because we have a few, because it's been a minute since we have, you know, talked. So I just want to really get this out. So the first tweet I want to shout out to goes from Love B. Scott. Shout out to B. Scott and shout out to Denver at B. Scott. Denver makes shit happen. So this tweet says, how did we get here? Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was reportedly in talks to coach the Cleveland Browns. Says she's not ready. Now, I know normally y'all think I'll just be pulling shit out of my ass. I said this tweet today and wanted you guys to hear it because it don't be me. Sometimes this really happens. Who in the fuck would think Condoleezza Rice was going to coach the fucking Cleveland Browns? Can you imagine her out there with that headset, you know, that big-ass Motorola headset and a windbreaker and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't that be cute?
I love it, but Condoleezza Rice of all people, you know what I mean? Buttoned up Mississippi flip wearing, Kitten Hill round toe Condoleezza Rice, piano playing Condoleezza Rice.
I'm not going to lie to you.
This is funny.
I totally see it. I mean, people were coaching saying the Browns of all people. Honestly, but I guess it was true.
Wow.
It literally was true. So, okay, so that's the first tweet, right? So, my second tweet goes to FLJ Bieber, Faustino Lyman Jr., who tweeted, my fat ass was drunk last night and had a photo shoot with my McDonald's hash brown at 4 a.m. and attached these pictures of camera roll shots and these like 3D depth and perspective
ass shots of a
McDonald's hash brown, which is hilarious to me. Okay, next tweet. Speaking of Denver from lovebscott.com, the next tweet is from him, @_justDenver, who tweeted, this is part of a thread, but I just thought it was profound and also a tattoo. It says, it's in parentheses, this is not an opportunity to leave suggestions.
Ooh.
Blown away, first of all.
That's a pinned tweet.
Tombstone quote, yearbook quote, tattoo, pin tweet, all of that. Wise, wise. Okay, the next tweet I want to highlight goes to none other than @_Maleficent with two T's.
Hey.
Patty LaHale, what they call her. She tweeted, and this is after Perez Hilton tweeted that Mariah Carey was, everybody was sick of her doing R&B songs and she needed to do pop songs because her doing R&B was played out.
Perez Hilton.
So, you know, he's been roasted.
I didn't even know he was still a dancer.
Roasted, right? Exactly. Nobody did. Anyway, let me be nice. So
I just had to stop my damn self.
So Patty LaHale tweets, me. Sorry to bother you, but are you a pop song? Because Pretzel La Quinta said, then she said, We Belong Together responded this way. So the song We Belong Together responded to her saying, sorry to bother you, but are you a pop song? This is how We Belong Together responded. Hold on.
Wait, stop the motherfucking music. You, are you dumb?
Shout out to Patty LaHale for that tweet. Right? Hilarious. Also, shout out to Forbes magazine. So @Forbes, who tweeted, Michelle Obama's new memoir, Becoming, is officially the fastest selling book of 2018 with 725,000 copies sold in just one day. Since the hashtag this week is I Want to Thank Me, I also want to highlight my tweet this week because I responded to that tweet with a quote from none other than the icon, living legend herself, Mary J. Blige, who on Busta Rhymes' Touch It remix referenced her opening first week sales of the Breakthrough album with the following line. Now you know who's really the queen, delivered the mail, 730,000 first week of my sales. Isn't it funny how this is applicable to Michelle Obama's first week sales of her book? 728 fucking thousand books in one day.
Damn.
So shout out to Mary J. Blige predicting that.
That was an amazing line. That was an amazing remix that everybody and their mama on it. The fact that Mary J. was hailing the
rapping. Brooklyn. That was her name. That was her rap.
That was Brooklyn on the track.
Her rap alter ego, Brooklyn. So last tweet so I can get on out of here. Goes to none other than Nina Parker, who's been doing a knockout job as the host of the Love & Hip Hop Reunion.
Okay, just been doing her
Black
damn
excellence.
Thing.
Shout out to Nina, and I don't mean cap. Okay. Nina Parker responded to a tweet from some hoe named John West, whose Twitter handle is I'm John West, W-E-S-S, who tweeted, fire Nina, let Monique host the hashtag LHH Reunion.
No.
Nina responded to this tweet. And she says, Monique did host before, and when she did, y'all slandered her too. Y'all so worried about a host, but can't even put this energy into your own career. Meanwhile, I just booked two more shows. Stay the fuck mad.
Yes.
I'm still going to be on your TV. 11 years in this game, and I ain't moving. I like how she closed it out with a Real Housewives tagline intro. 11 years in this game, and I ain't moving.
I love a little Nina. I love a little Nina.
I love that, and I really just wanted to highlight all of those things, and so that's that.
Sweet. Amen. So it is a little odd because it's Thanksgiving and we're doing the pet peeves episode. We should definitely have done it in the reverse, but it'll make it kind
of
funny.
I think this is a good time because a lot of people are going to be with family, so they're going to have to deal with some of these pet peeves.
Yeah, that means your pets is really going to be peeved.
So I think this is a very...
It could be the biggest peeve of all.
Okay, what's a Grinch before Christmas during Thanksgiving season, okay?
So last week, obviously, we shared the simple things that we were grateful for. And this week, we're going to share the simple things.
I want to sing so bad because you know simple things. But this ain't no damn musical episode.
No, it always is.
You know, but
we're
the Simple Things by Miguel
episode.
Is one of my favorite songs.
So
what we're going to do, instead of me giving you guys a very terrible vocal performance because I can't sing. So what we're going to do is make it a homework assignment. Just look up Simple Things by Miguel. There's a beautiful music video attached to it. And the original version is on the Girl soundtrack from HBO. I believe it's season 2. But it's
good
just
memory.
A great song. I'm sorry. Go ahead, friend.
No. That was a perfect setup.
And that's me evolving. Now it ain't. Go ahead, friend. Go ahead, friend.
So I'll start. Why is it? I sound like Dustin.
Why is that?
QTNA.
Okay.
When the person sitting behind you on a flight is either getting out or getting back in, why do they pull your seat down?
Why?
When they're gonna?
Why?
Why don't they realize that putting their hands at the top of your seat, if you're in front of them, will bring your seat back so that they can adjust their body to sit down? Damn. Why don't they notice that it's affecting you?
Not only that, clearly, if you're putting your hands at the top of my seat, what's that? That's the headrest. The first word of that sentence, that compound word, is head. Your hands are close to my head. That is the epitome of personal space and a violation of such. Now, I don't know about you, but when hands be too close to my face and shit like that, I
especially
feel like you're trying to kill me. So your hands are close to my face and my body is moving in a backward motion real quick. That's how people get beat up on planes. None of us want to go to jail. You know, TSA is the FBI, the HOE. We don't need it. And so stop pulling our seats. That's it. Basically.
That drives me nuts. And a lot of the times because my hair is usually up in a bun or a high ponytail, they'll snatch my hair with their hand. You
know,
need
to start screaming. When that shit starts screaming a a shriek or a shrill. You know what I'm talking about. And you can sing, so you know how to make your voice go into a higher pitch. You need to start screaming at the top of your lungs when people do that so they know that something's wrong. You need to start screaming, friend.
Did Jay tell y'all about the lady she went off on the flight?
No. I heard about her getting grown when she was talking about
it. We were on that flight. I, too, was on yes. that flight.
She went off, friends.
Oh, my God, because the lady moved... And obviously, you have the right to recline your seat. I mean, that's what it's for. But sometimes you do have to be mindful of who is sitting behind you right. and how their body is adjusted to you having to recline. Like, you have to be mindful of these things. And so she reclined too far back, and Jade tapped her. Or not even tapped her. She didn't touch her. She just, like, leaned in and was like, ma'am, I understand that you're reclining, but it's so close to my knees. So if I move or fall asleep, you're going to feel my knees. So, you know, I'm just trying to be mindful of my knees hitting you. And the lady was like, well, the person in front of me is reclined. Like, she just had an attitude.
Oh, she was a bitch.
Yeah, she just went off on her. And so Jade was like, you know what? I'm going to be easy. We're headed to Cali. Like, I'm not trying to fight on the plane. So Jade just goes to sleep.
Go work, Jade.
She tells herself, I'm going to go to sleep. And then... the lady wakes her up out of her sleep. I know she picked the wrong one to do that too. Gosh, she picked the wrong one to do that too. Wakes her up out of her sleep and says, your knees are hitting the back of my chair.
Oh, man. So she literally asked for it.
Yes.
And Jade.
I hope Jade had a good time doing
this.
When
I tell you she lost it. I wasn't even in the same section, and I heard her from the plane.
The fact that she ended up was tagging this woman, had to go off on her a couple different times. She said this woman tapped her at least 3 different times.
Right.
After Jade had asked her to do that.
Nicely.
Like Jade. Jade is not unreasonable. Jade is not unreasonable. So the fact that she asked you to do that, and then you going to wake her up or touch her 3 different times... Bitch, are you dumb? Can you play Remy?
Are you dumb?
Right? Can you play Remy Ma back? Because that is what I wanted to ask this white woman. Like, what's wrong with you?
It was just bad. And then we are talking about it after we got off, because when Jade got off the plane, 2 Delta agents met her off the plane.
The principal and assistant principal. Right. She was in trouble. Huh?
They literally met her off the plane talking about, we heard that you were being disruptive on the flight. And I could not believe it. Like, this is crazy.
Meanwhile, that woman touched her 3 times.
Meanwhile, the lady
times.
Was the one that initiated the aggressive energy. Like, Jade was not even on that at all. So it was just crazy. And then when we're walking down to baggage claim, you know, she's telling Crystal and I what happened. And this white lady in front of us in the escalator turns around and goes, I'm sorry, you guys are being really loud. I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is just...
Turn around and say that to you, Crystal, and Jay.
I know. I was like, oh God. Oh,
she's lucky
God.
You were there as a buffer.
I
She's
know.
Lucky.
Literally, she is because I literally put my body. I had to because Jade was already hot. I put my body in between her and Jade because Jade had these pamphlets in her hand and she lifted them up to like
bop her on the head.
Bop her on the head. And I was like, Jade, if this white woman, you know, sues you for assault or you get a felony off of this shit, you're going to think back like, what was all that for? It wasn't even worth it. Like, let's just chill. But she literally told us that we were being too quiet. And then Crystal was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were in a motherfucking library.
That's right. That's the fuck right.
And then Crystal and Jay going off. I'm standing in between them. I'm like, guys, let's just go get our bags.
Baby.
I was like, let's just go get our bags. We're good.
It's cuss a hoe out season. I'm sorry, okay. But it is. Like it's time that people have been taking so many... And we're not even going to turn this conversation into that. But people have been taking so many unreasonable and unrealistic liberties lately.
I know.
And they've been feeling emboldened and embrazened, you know, to make certain declarations that they normally would have kept private. Mm-hmm. So it's time to react and respond to that. I.e., when somebody approaches you with something that is ridiculous or some mess, cuss their motherfucking ass out.
Right.
Like you know how. If you have evolved beyond certain hood tactics, apply your education to that same skill set that you had on the playground.
Not skill set.
I mean, cuss them out, but add a few more adjectives, you know, a few more transitions, you know. few more compound words, you know, other than motherfuck, you know, things like that. But it's time to start cussing people out and holding them accountable for those actions. Cuss their ass the fuck out. And if you need inspiration, watch the last episode of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood Reunion when Pam cussed Lyrica G out. That's how you do it. Go ahead, friend. Go, don't ask no questions. Remember, that's the motto for tonight. Right. Don't ask no questions. Just roll with what I'm telling you.
So who has the next peeve?
Okay, so, you know, well, I have a couple different things that I want to tackle because, A, I wanted to tackle travel since you was there.
Let's do it.
But, B, you took me back to when I was on the train with that white woman. So, please keep please hold me to task. Please. I just need you to know where I'm at.
That day was too much, right.
So, A, when we're at the airport, it kills me how many people that go through the pre-check still don't know how to, like, go through the airport. Like, it's like, you have pre-checks, so clearly you've done this before.
Right.
And they still are like, like, keeping stuff on them or looking crazy. And I feel bad, because sometimes it's moms, because, you know, they got a little extra liquid on them. And in those cases, I'm like, oh, damn, like, they just didn't have time. Like, fuck that.
Right.
You trying to say they retaining water?
Well, no, sometimes they got a little extra milk on them in case the baby get crazy.
They lactating? Moms. I'm thinking like adult moms, like 60s, you know.
Not adult.
You mean
moms.
like moms, like with, moms babies, with babies, new moms. And stuff. Oh, yeah. Got it.
Like, I will always give them a pass because you have to do everything in your power to keep the baby. You have to keep the baby quiet and comfortable. And that I can respect and I will take. But when it be these older white men that be already looking at me like, you sure you're in the right line?
Oh, I hate that.
And then they get up there. And then they keep their shit on or whatever. They still got their fucking jacket on and walk through and then got a fucking little Dasani bottle in their fucking pocket. Bitch, are you crazy? You are wasting time. We are at the airport and you are playing games right now. You looked at, and this has happened on several occasions. You know, as a person of color, when you're going through certain places, people look at you like, kind of like, oh, damn, I wonder what they do. Like, are they a rapper? Or like a little random dumb shit. And it's like,
right, like, how are they walking through with right. these?
And like when I was in Atlanta, for clear, that was a mess because Atlanta, Hartsfield, Jackson is just a messy ass airport. It's tons of people there, so the clear line was
everyone
just as long
has cleared, TSA
everywhere has cleared, but the clear line was just as long, but luckily it did move quickly. I will not kid, like, there was a black man in front of me, older, probably late 50s, and he was super cool. He was asking me questions, he was talking about travel, he was like, you know, like, it's good to see another brother, a younger brother, traveling. We were having a dope, productive conversation, and I kid you not, like, we were stopped in the middle of this conversation three different times by like people walking by or like in the line too, and they were like, hey, you know this is the clear line, right? And I was like, yeah, this is actually the clear pre-check line. You know that, right? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. And not only, and people that I've made friends with at the airport, because you know I make friends everywhere I go. Like the women that was working the clear line, like when I got to certain points, they was like, bring your ass up here. Come on. Like, we're going to walk you up. And I was like, please, please. Because there was a woman when I came up and I was like, this line is just as long as the other lines. Like, goddamn. And she was like, you know, these white people don't know how to damn pack. And I was like, I know. And that same woman saved me later. And I can't say her name because, you know, that's a real specific comment to make.
Yeah.
But
no.
We was on the same wavelength and that took me out. I was like, she knows exactly the struggle. And she walked me all the way up and got me a bin and everything. And I still had to wait. Because a white man had on his little jacket and a little bottle of water in his goddamn pocket. And that's why I said that, because it happened to me in Atlanta. And I couldn't believe that shit. Now, to the other thing, when white people don't know spatial relation. Like, now, I know that's very specific and, like, certain countries and places, they don't really give a fuck. But when I'm on the train and you come up and you swing your bag into me. And I don't say shit to you, because that's what happened, friend. You were sitting down, and I was standing over you, and these two women got on the train, and this white woman came and swung her whole shoulder and bag all up into me, and I didn't say shit to her. I let her rock for a second. I let her rock for a couple stops. I was like, she white, she ain't going too far uptown. Then probably 3-4 stops in, she gonna turn around and look at me and look me up and down.
Like, and like, she was hitting her bag.
I hope you did it right that? Back, too.
Now, because I did, I was like,
yeah.
And because I was with a friend, I was like, I
had a lip smack, teeth sucked.
No, he went off on her.
and that was giving it to you light because you was there.
No, it was definitely diet off.
Right, it was super diet because you was right there with me, friend.
Honestly, I hate that shit. I love being with you, but I hate getting into it. I hate it when people do pull it. And I'm with you. Because right. I know I'll be like, I cannot act a fool because Fran is with us.
And it's not because I it's can't. You as much as it is. Because like,
normally I would say I'm a dog. I sink my fucking teeth into
it. No, I get it. It's
not
so much it is me. It's that you don't want us to be in a shitty position. Right. Yeah. And not
if I was
to
by myself, at the very
might
least.
Be, I might would be with it. to be TBQMFH. I might right. would be with it.
Right. So I
no,
had
no, she had the audacity.
And she was like, and I said, you looking at me up and down like I'm touching your bag after you done put it all up on me and every damn thing, like trying to not call her out her name or anything. And she was like, well, and I said, yeah, well, and she was like, well, excuse me. And I was like, yes, excuse you.
Yeah, excuse
damn.
You. Is this your first time on the train, bitch?
Yo, I
people
had
a, bump into each
and
other.
You,
it's
and
a
and
goddamn
anyone that's on a New York train knows the first thing you do in a crowded train is take off. Mm-hmm. Your book bag.
Take it off.
Take
move
off
it.
Your purse. You don't keep it on your shoulder because it's going to hit the person next to you.
Duh.
You hold it in front of you. And so when she just had it on her shoulder and kept bumping you, I was like, oh, she is. I could see her activating. Yeah,
ain't nothing
like,
wrong
oh,
with
no.
a gentle push either. You gently
all,
push like your bag, ma'am.
No, she had the and nerve to look at him like, why are you touching my bag?
Like, you're putting your bag on me. And the thing is like, wild. I'm a man too. So right. like, because she's a woman, there is literally
a
no
white woman.
A white woman, yeah, more so. Which made there it, is literally I can't give you more than 15% engagement, honestly. So anything.
Well, on a petty note, well, that's when saying, the doors of the church are actually open because the audacity of see this is how my head works, right?
Go ahead, please.
The audacity of you to act like I am touching you and you don't want me touching you. To me, that's my opportunity to inform you that I didn't want to touch you in the first place.
Right.
And now that I've let you know that I didn't want to touch you, I'm going to tell you why I didn't want to touch you. And then I'm going to go ahead and bust the list down on that ass of all the reasons why I don't want to touch you. Are you out of your fucking,
yes.
are you out of your goddamn mind? You think
list.
I want to touch your fucking
right. you think I want your
dried,
bag on me?
Rotten fucking.
This old ass crusty Dooney and Burke bitch. Like, I don't like that shit was worn
and I
out.
Love that because actually it's a comedy show, especially on the train. It's funny you said the train because my pet peeve is subway travel related.
Dooney and Burke,
see,
bitch.
Look, and it was an old one too, like it was cracking and shit. How was your Dooney no. cracking? They got the warranty on it. You could have been had this fixed. It's a Dooney and Burke. You could have been had this fixed. Come on.
Shout out to Dooney and Burke.
All right. That was it. The two things, I'm out the game. Dustin, come on.
So my pet peeve is subway preachers. Ever
man.
Since, and this ain't got nothing to do with anybody's
no,
faith. Said. You know, denomination, numerator, you know, none of that. You know what I'm saying? This right here is simply about subway preachers. I will never forget. I have never been, and since we're talking about the Bible, I'll use a biblical quote and term. I've never been more incensed with anger than I was one time I was on the train and this man was preaching to everybody on the subway. Mind you, the subway is something that people normally use because we have to. We live in New York and we require travel daily from point A to point B.
Yeah.
It can get expensive to use alternative means of transportation. So that means you're not always the happiest to be there. Anytime you have to be somewhere, you're not always the happiest to be there. You just make the best of it. So somebody like coming onto a train with a really aggressive approach, casting damnations onto people that they visibly see on the train, that gets a little rude.
Man.
And you don't always have the patience and wherewithal to put your headphones in or turn your music up or tune them out mentally. You know, I know you guys talk about ninja training all the time, you know, but no. Sometimes you can't do it. And so it happens more often than you think. People get on and or you'll get on a train and it'll be some crazy motherfucker sitting on the bench across from you, literally talking to themselves, but casting damnations on everybody on the train.
Are you getting damnations casted on the fucking three trains?
For real, like what? Like who the fuck
Tuesday.
Are you? Are you? Who are you? Just because, let me stop because people would be offended. But yeah, like, so I'm sick of that shit. First of all, it's one thing for you to be, to me, if you're trying to help some damn body or help or give them some religion or something like that, you might want to be nicer. You get more flies with honey than you do, you know, bees or whatever the fuck it is.
Yes.
With the way the statement goes. When it comes to religion, especially. Okay? So all that, get on the train. You know you're wrong, and you know you're going to hell for that shit, and you know, and this ain't right, and y'all need to be doing this. I don't want to hear that. And fuck you for thinking that you can talk to me like that. You're not reprimanding me or scolding me. I'm fucking grown. So one time I was on the train, since everything needs a story to be more exciting. Boom, boom. So one time I was on the train. I was coming home. I think it was actually leaving this studio. And, you know, I take there's a long distance travel for me involved in that. So person got on around 14th Road all the way up. We ended up getting off at the same stop. And y'all know where my stop is. So from 14th to there. Got on the train, literally walked up and down the car, and started casting damnations based on what he saw. If somebody was fat, then it was about gluttony. If he saw homosexuals, gay stuff, a lesbian, same thing. If it was, you know, an interracial couple, he said something about that being unevenly yoked, which was kind of funny in theory when you think about like a yoke. So it was like funny. God, but I know he wasn't trying to be funny. He was trying to be mean, so fuck him. So anyway, so all of that was going on. And so after a while, y'all, I thought it was just going to be, usually they do that in like one space.
A couple of stops.
You know, 59th to 125th, because that's express, so they, you know, there's performance time. Or, you know, Midtown, 34th to 59th, something like that. This nigga went all the way up the ladder to the roof where you know where I was going.
Are you kidding?
So finally, I told him to shut the fuck up. Yes, I did. Because I watched him.
Abuse people.
Exactly. Yeah, he was looking at motherfuckers and picking out things that he could, you know, cast judgment or whatever for. And so I was like, man, shut the fuck up. I was like, you've been talking that shit all the way the fuck home. You the one look like you got the twinkle in your motherfucking eye. I started like going off, y'all.
Yes.
And he ended up getting off at the same stop that I did.
Oh, shit.
So I thought, and because of the position on the train, he like to walk towards the exit of the station, he was behind me, okay, on the train. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We both got off on the same stop, so he was, like, behind me. So I thought he was following me because he was trying to say a little shit back in return, but clearly I was slicing and dicing that ass on the train. And I had an audience, too, that was sick of his shit because he had insulted everybody.
No, in New Yorkers, they were clapping.
They were clapping. They were laughing. They were saying that's right, because I know everybody isn't necessarily, you know, bold enough to speak up in moments like that because you kind of feel intimidated, but I'm with it. So I went ahead and did it for everybody. And when I tell you I rolled his ass like some dice, everything he said, I'm like, you fat, motherfucker. You fat. When you got on the motherfucker, because when he got on the train, he had a bag from, I think it was like Auntie Annie's or something like that. So I'm like, you got on the train with some food with your fat ass and you looking at this lady. I like went there. And so when we got off the stop, when we got off the stop, I thought that he was following me, like, to start some shit. And so I turned around like, oh, you know, I identified what I thought
activated.
The problem was.
Like,
yeah, I was ready. Then I was going, he was going
to
get his first holy ass whooping. Like, that was going to be his first doctrinal ass whooping that day. But I don't want nothing to do with you. You going, you know what you going.
He said you know where you're going.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry because I went there. I really went there, you know. So anyway, because based on what I said to him, I would have said that to me too, but that's not the point. the point, that's me to keep it so real with you. But yeah, so
shit, just like you gave it to that man in whatever city that was when we
were. Oh, where were we at? Oh,
was it Charlotte?
That
or?
Was Charlotte.
That was Charlotte.
Uh huh. Outside that, whatever that thing.
The center, whatever. Uh huh. That man walked up.
Yeah, baby.
When I tell you, this man was so bewildered, like he could not believe.
But did he or did he not start all of that?
He started it. He literally walked up on us and walked right up to Dustin and started talking shit. And so when Dustin started giving it back to him, he was like looking him up and down,
he
like,
couldn't believe what I was saying to him.
Like, he was like, nigga.
Because I let that ass, I let him have
it. And then took his ass on mad as fuck. Like, I was like, that's the fuck right. Like, he stopped.
That's what he got, though, because he came over there bothering us, literally. And I couldn't believe.
He picked the wrong one.
I could not believe what he had said to us. And I don't even want to go into detail because some stuff
you
don't even need to put out there. But what he said to us,
man,
I couldn't believe it. So I was like, oh, okay, well, since you wanna go on a trip, let's travel, son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
and I took his
ass. Look, he stamped that nigga's passport.
Asante, okay? And he was real to both of us. That was, I was like, he disrespected me. And
he was talking shit to both of us. So and then go walk up on Dustin. And I'm like, how you going to walk up on Dustin?
All I remember is when I met y'all after y'all was like, yo,
that motherfucker got on down the street though. That's the, that's what happened.
He eased on you gonna down walk the up on?
I guarantee
road.
You gonna get away from me.
Oh my god. Okay, so my next one. No, it's good. My next one. You kind of triggered it, Asante, because you were talking about the people being like, "Are you sure you're in the right line?"
Mm-hmm.
So, it kind of falls with people not thinking that you can afford things. So aside from, I do get really annoyed that pretty much I'd say 7 or 8 times out of 10 when I am going through Clear or pre-essay.
Yes.
Pre-essay. You hear me?
Same. But that's what they need. They need a pre-essay after the shit I've done.
PSA pre-check or even the priority or when you're in first class. I hate when they're like, are you sure this is your seat, or are you sure you're in the right section?
Right.
Or
like, are you sure they called you your category?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Are you sure this is the right zone?
Like, you know, this is premium, right? It's like, yes, bitch, I do.
Right. Are you sure you can read? Are you cognizant
it's
and
Friday.
Aware?
Did you collect your fucking check?
I see 2A.
But it never fails when I go through Clear. They always say, hey, do you have Clear? No, I'm just walking through the line hoping that you guys let me in.
Friends, start telling them, girl, take this damn paper.
You know what's so funny? And I hate to, I don't even want to seem pretentious, but it's so funny now when I go through like LGA, and depending on what terminal I'm flying out, because it's usually C or D maybe, the people, like, they know me now. Like, they'd be like, I hope you gave yourself at least 30 to 45. Like, they always say
they
a little shit to
rushing.
Me now. Because before, in like certain cities when we leaving out, they'd be looking at me like, and I'm like, don't laugh, bitch. You at work. I'm about to leave. I'm out. Bye.
I just, honestly, that bothers me. And obviously, that's just the airport. But then when that goes into stores, when you purchase a high ticket item, you know, and like, you know, let's say the boots that I had on at Cheska Lee's show or something in that something in that range, where I hate when the person will tell you the price back to you
as before you ask,
as if you didn't already. If I'm taking it to the counter, best believe I know how much this costs. I'm not just taking something to the counter and giving you my credit card and hoping that you tell me the price. I don't know who shops like that. I mean, at least I don't. Not, you know, maybe there are people that shop like that. But I'm just like, you don't need to tell me the price and confirm that I can afford it. You know,
because
they give
y'all
me that
something.
Face like, you know, this is this much. And I'm like, yes.
Getting checked by Fran is hilarious. I've seen it happen. and Fran, don't get it fucked up. Fran will let you know, like, if you have crossed the line. And it's a great thing for me as a person who enjoys, you know, addressing issues. It's great for me to watch you have that enjoyment and fulfillment. It's almost like, you know how you raise kids and to see them like get a dream job or something like that. When I see Fran get a chance to check a home, yeah, I'll be like, oh, I'm so happy. Get a Fran, get that bitch. So yeah.
Because honestly, I just really don't like that. And obviously it has a lot to do with race a lot of the times.
Yes.
It has a lot to do with class in the sense that, or assumed class, because we, you know, we walk around like I'm super chill. And I think people find it hard to believe the certain spaces that I can navigate in. And I don't like when that's questioned, because you don't see me looking to check your number.
Right.
I've had people literally ask, oh, well, can I see your seat number? Like, they asked me for the ticket, the flight attendant. I'm like, this is my seat. Like, why do I have to prove it to you? And I have, you know, and then you have to show it to them. And then they're like, oh, okay, just wanted to make sure, you know, because they have to clean it up.
Ask them why. Why?
Right, why? What was the doubt? What look, cast the doubt?
Look,
okay, bitch.
Okay, well, make sure everybody else has theirs, too.
Right, let's go down the row.
Okay, each
point
and
to
each
the
and
executive
everyone.
In the suit next to me. Did you check his to make sure?
Okay.
Right. Where are your papers at, ho?
Is you really the flight attendant? Show me that you're booked for this flight.
Dude, I don't even know if you
security.
Got no CPI. And we
could
up in the air.
Can you imagine if I asked her that? I would love to know if you're actually the flight attendant. So can I see your paperwork?
I need to see the manifest. Okay, I need to talk to the pilot. I don't know who I need to talk to, but I need
and
to make
sure. And the way these people have been wilding and acting crazy nowadays, I'm checking all references.
Each and every
dotting all
I's
and crossing all T's. Bitch, where your papers at?
Right. And you know what? Sometimes it's not even a high-ticket item. Sometimes it could be food.
Yep. Oh my.
And it could be something that's $20 and they're looking at you like, you know, it's $20, right? Yes.
You know that's
I'm
what the
okay.
fuck I said
Thanks.
Too, right? Like, are you dumb?
Does that happen to y'all? It happens to
I'm
me
ready.
So much.
Okay, so y'all know I worked in food and service. Like, that used to be my life for, like, forever.
Right.
So as one of those niggas, I likes to eat. And also, I feel like as Black people, we all like to eat. Well, most of us like to eat seafood. So we know seafood costs a little bit more.
Right.
That's why we like it.
That's why we like it. So when you order seafood specifically, it's so annoying sometimes when you're out and people are like, oh, well, you know this is going to be $3.50 or $4.50.
Now, you know,
if it's more than like $10.50 or something, well, depending on where I'm at, because honestly, if you're in certain restaurants, you know it's going to cost you an arm and a leg, so you might as well just pay that because you know that's why you're there. And I'm not saying that everybody needs to do that, because if you don't got that, don't be up in there. And I'm one of those people, I don't be up in there if I ain't got it. But when I got it, I'm up in there.
Like when we went to Papa Doe.
Like when we
ordered the whole
like
menu.
When we went to Papa Doe.
We wore Papa Doe.
Yo, the table didn't even have room.
Where were we at?
In Alabama.
Birmingham. Yes. And praise Birmingham for having that Papa Doe. They put it there because they knew I was coming.
Asante had the car.
Drinks.
We swerved across the highway to catch it.
We sure did. Sure did. I was like, you can whip this U-turn right here. And in the midst of the U-turn, no, she can't. Like, well, it's already done. Shit. We at the table. And luckily, nobody did this to us at Papa Doe. But like, you know, when you order in certain restaurants, the waiter, I guess, might be nervous. Like, oh, it's a table full of Black people. Like, I don't know what they're going to tip me. Or I don't know, like, if they ever been out. Because they dress kind of however they dress. Like, don't judge people based on their appearance.
I saw an article on Twitter yesterday where, I don't know if it was the waitress or the management, one of the two ended up getting fired because they had a table of Black people pay for their meal before it got to the table. Because they were assuming that it was going to be a, what do they call it?
Dash and dine.
Dame and dash.
Can you believe that? Had them pay for the food before it even came out. Crazy.
Crazy is that they did it. Because when I told y'all, well, y'all know in a minute, y'all will hear two words from me. And what are they? Let's go.
Like we yes. did on
Let's
Sunday.
Let's go.
And like, you know what?
Yo, I was like, aren't you hungry? You was like, let's go.
You know, yes, when we hit it. And you know who you reminded me of when you did that? My Alpha and Omega, my mama. Because she, when
he didn't
I tell
hesitate.
You,
I mean, it
my
was
mama
no
used to
hesitation.
Hit it on that ass. If she felt the least little bit of disrespect.
You got me fucked up. I'm spending my damn money. And you're going to be rude or you got an attitude with me. Fuck you, and I'm out of here.
Today I was at my little spot I go to. They serve Spanish food, so I'm always the nigga up in there. And so they was making me wait like mad long, and it was fine that I was waiting, but then they was serving other people around me, and I was like, oh,
no.
So y'all see I'm the nigga, so y'all want to talk
no,
to me.
I don't like that.
And so I was like, you know, I'm just about to walk out. But the dude that always recognizes me for just being in there, because it's part of the neighborhood, so I just want to eat there, and the food is good. He seen me about to walk out. He's like, where you going? And I said, they don't want to help me. It's cool. They're helping everybody else around me. He's like, no. Printed me out the ticket, made them make the food, and by the time I was done paying, had my food to me. Because he took care of me because he knew.
Right.
It didn't matter how I look. Because I told you, friend, I'm wearing sweats for I don't know how long. Like, it's sweat season. I'm not putting on jeans.
Hello,
for, I don't
look
know.
At me.
But some people will see you in sweats and be like, oh, this person is not dressed up. They're not looking like they're doing anything.
That's what I'm saying. We roll super chill. And that's why people make the assumptions.
And miss
really
out.
It's really old. It's super old.
It's dumb. But those are a plethora of peeves that I have.
Right.
That.
Dustin.
I just have one general one, and this one goes out to you motherfuckers with kids.
Oh.
Okay. First of all, I had an experience where I saw a lady that had a daughter with her, a younger girl, right? And she had another daughter, so two girls. One was probably like 12, and the other one was about 6. And she was allowing them to make fun of the way that this other lady that was in the same space we were looked.
What?
And it was a way that she looked because of her ethnicity. And I watched, and I can't say what it was because then people will know, and I'm just not going to participate in that shit. Mm-hmm. But I watched the lady allow her kids to her, the youngest daughter, to do it. And you know, little kids like that, like 6, they know right and wrong, but if they feel that
if
the parent is being
the
allowed, they'll keep doing it. So the little girl was so comfortably doing it. And I feel like the lady she was making fun of saw her, and so I got mad because, you know, I hate that kind
of
shit.
Of course.
I hate that. And so, but I'm wrong. Now, I'm watching all this go on, so immediately I start thinking, and I can't help this. I really want to change, right? Because you know I'm doing better in a lot of ways, right? Mm-hmm. Growth, movement. However, I started looking at the little girl being thinking mean stuff, right? Now, mind you, one of her eyes off. Now, one of my eyes off too. You know what I'm saying? It's no secret because I had that surgery and shit. But one of her eyes off and she in school. She in school, you know what I'm saying? Now, if I ask her, you know, to sit up or stand down, you know, to stand up or sit down during the pledge, I'm wrong. If I ask her the weather and want to know the high and the low at the same time, I'm wrong. Because one of her eyes off, I'm wrong then, right? Now, if I would have told, and I'm all about women's empowerment anyway, so if I would have told that lady, yo, talk about her daughter, that would have been me empowering her in that moment. You know what I mean? But I held back, and I just watched it go down. So I guess this goes out to say that stop allowing your kids to put themselves in vulnerable positions that you don't want them to be in.
Because
y'all be the first ones to holler about, oh, my kids. That's a kid. That is a kid. So teach them how the fuck to act so that they don't put themselves in harm's way. Because I'm going to say some stuff that's going to be harming if your kid keeps on talking. And that's what people need to understand. So this is just a PSA for those that need it. Not nobody I know, because all my friends with kids has got good kids.
Yes.
So this is the people that allow their
kids
and have given their kids a sense of right or wrong and some decorum, a way to act. This is for the people who are so immature and stupid that they allow their kids to engage in behaviors like that are mean and nasty, which put them at risk.
Right.
Word to your mother, literally.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, because I have a last one.
When it comes to the kids, I'd hate when people getting on the train sometimes will throw their kids in front of you. Like when you're trying to get off the train and they like throw like that stroller up on like in top of you and it's like, well, ma'am, I want to get off so you can get on. Like I need to... Like, it's too packed on here for you.
Yo, and people don't let you off.
Yeah, but
and
like,
are so pressed.
Specifically, why were you going to put your kid? Like, you're literally, it's your child in front of you. You're just going to push your child into people. Like,
because they
don't
know
make
you'll
no
be
sense.
Less inclined to flip out if the kid Me, is
they
first.
Think you'll be less inclined. I'm going to fuck about that. That's your kid. And
no,
furthermore,
doesn't.
And another thing, further to that point, I don't. Further to that point, them big ass strollers, if your stroller take an oil change, you need to figure something out. They make strollers that are compact for city use. You know what I'm saying? But you motherfuckers want to get that one with the theater seats. One kid be higher than the other one in the back. And all that shit.
Mine would have a hammock in it.
You know what I'm saying? Straight style.
You might as well get it motorized so you ain't got to ride the train.
DVDs and shit. You know what I'm saying?
DVDs.
TV trays. I'm sick of that shit.
Okay.
Capri Sun holders. Fuck all that. Get your ass out the way or either pick them fucking kids up and fold that goddamn stroller up because it ain't no room.
None. It's packed shit. Enough.
Sorry.
All right,
go ahead,
here's
friend.
My last one. Delivery men.
Oh, my goodness.
When I...
of all kinds, too. Let's be clear. Go ahead,
true,
friend.
True,
everybody,
I'm sure y'all...
everybody can get it.
If I order food, it's because I don't want to leave my house.
I don't. For...
Okay. So when you call me telling me to come downstairs, it defeats the purpose of why I deliver. I always tell them no.
And guess what they do?
I always
do?
Say I'm
Bring
not coming
you your
downstairs.
Food, right?
But you know what? I've had some motherfuckers that have put that I didn't answer the door and they left with my food.
And I've reordered. I've got my food back and complained with a credit and reordered. I have done that.
I saw a dude on Twitter saying that he does that when someone annoys him, he just eats it.
See?
It's like you fucking see? Asshole.
See, now
but
I
have
feel
had
bad.
That happen like 2 times, but I really hate that. I hate that a lot.
Well, first of all, it's called delivery, right? So to me, that implicates the fact that you are going to bring it to me. And right now, this where I'm at. So bring me my fucking food. And I totally
and
feel you.
And I tip
you.
Well. Like, Asante will tell you, I'm a great fucking tipper. To the point
me.
That people usually side-eye me like, girl, you tip
like,
all
like,
right.
that?
Right?
They be like, you sure?
And you
then
sure?
And you talking about
mistake?
Ain't nowhere to park. Bring your ass
and
up here to
the
door.
Too. Sometimes I try to be sympathetic when I'm like, okay, I granted... You know, tickets in New York be coming quick. Like, you just park for 2 seconds and then you come back and there's a ticket. I get it. But then you might have to rethink your delivery like a configuration. If you know you're in New York in a busy city and you can't just park anywhere and bring people's food up, maybe do the bike. I really don't know. I don't want to like judge how people do delivery, but there has to be something that gets right figured out, especially when they have an attitude.
I think
my thing is when you have an attitude about it too.
I'm
doing something to you.
They should have told you what was up. I told them what was up. I thought you would know. Like, I don't want to do this with you. I
thought it's an understanding.
I tipped you so we would not have to do this, and you still doing this. Fran, I know what you're talking
about. And then they get rude.
I live only on the second floor, and the man gonna call me like he want me to come downstairs. And then I open my door because I'm that close to the stairs. And the man just standing in the building. So I came down the stairs looking at him. I'm like, hello. He's like, hi, 21. And I go, oh, so you know which one? And he was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, have a good night, sir. And I was like, I fucking tipped you well so you could just come right up the goddamn stairs and be
my
done.
God.
And you still gonna make this an issue.
It
Why did you do that to me?
Nuts.
Why?
But the biggest pet peeve is when they have an attitude. If you ask me nicely, sometimes I might be in the mood and be like, it's cool. Especially if you explain to me like, yo, it's like bumper to bumper on your block. Because I get it. Harlem is also really congested. I might be down if you say it cool, like, yo, this is the situation. But don't, like, yell at me. And I love my people, but the Dominican delivery men, they be making you feel like you're a kid. Because they be like, yo, come downstairs. And you're just like, yo, why are you yelling at me, number one? You don't know who I am. Don't talk to me like that.
You're absolutely right, though. You make a great point, friend, when you say the approach matters.
Because if you acknowledge
to me, right, that you are supposed to be bringing it to my door, but tell me why you cannot.
Right.
Of course, yes. I'll be understanding of that.
Yeah, yes. And some of them are cool and be like, yo, this is a situation. But the yelling and the attitude, and then, you know, then when they come upstairs, they're mad about it. So they kind of like hand you your food all hard.
Right.
Or they bang on your door like
shit.
It's the cops. And just like, you probably shouldn't be doing delivery if you hate that shit.
Right,
like,
since you got a motherfucking comprehension problem, dumb bitch.
So maybe that takes
it's cussing out season tonight.
Maybe that takes me into my pet peeve. Or do you want to put a bow on that one? Or are you pretty much done?
No,
I don't
want
to cut you off.
I have to get that off my chest.
I hate, and you know what? This is so funny that you brought this up, because light skinned Keisha talked about this on her Instagram. And it made me think, because she says she used to work in food service, so she know what time it is. And so she hate going through the drive-thru and people got attitudes. If your ass don't want to be at work, that's not my fucking fault. There were many days that I did not want to be at work, but I still made sure I was fucking working. And I would work, and I feel like I was waiting on idiots sometimes,
customer service is hard. I get it.
And sometimes
everything is hard.
Everything is hard.
There ain't no excuse. Everything is hard.
Yeah.
Even
everything
if you like
hard.
Your job, work, that's why they call it hard work.
Yes.
You ever heard somebody say soft work? Me either. They call it hard work. Everything is hard. You don't get no pass.
I'm gonna start this off with both people in the airport. And, you know, I'm going to give my homegirl at Wendy's a pass because, you know, that was my homegirl in my head, I feel like. And I was that girl at one point. She was young. But the older man at the first spot that we went to, like, I guess something was wrong with the oven. So they only had, like, some of the sandwiches available. And then me and Dustin ordered at the same damn time. And I asked him if he could put them in together, and he did. So when he gave Dustin his and didn't give me mine, that's a red flag. Like, damn, like, these are cooking at the same goddamn time. So Dustin's like, I'm going to go hold down the line at Wendy's. I said, cool. So it's taking him a little bit longer, and I was like, excuse me, like, you know, do you have my sandwich ready? He's going to say, yeah, you said you wanted it hot, right? And I said, yeah, I did say that. And I also asked you to put them in at the same time as that guy that left a few minutes ago. And he was like, and then he was confused, and the girl at the register, she started laughing because she was like, he's like that. And I was like, oh, he's like that? Well, he's going to need to fix that today, because that's not my problem, and I need my damn sandwich. Oh my God. And then he goes,
about this? Me too.
And do you know what he said to me? He going to say to me, hey, I didn't break the oven, okay? I don't want to be here today. And I said,
He said that
to me. I said, sir, I don't want
to
order a damn sandwich here because
either.
You ain't got what I really want, but I still ordered with you. I still paid. I didn't give you no attitude. I didn't give her no attitude. So, man, please have my sandwich, please. And he gave it to me finally. And then I felt like he hexed that shit. So when I walked back over to Wendy's and they were serving food instead of just the breakfast, I was like, oh, cool, it's my time. And that's why I didn't feel no way about throwing that damn sandwich away that man gave me, because I felt like he hexed it anyway. But then at Wendy's, the young lady at the register.
Not a bodega hex.
In the airport, though.
In the airport.
The airport.
It was their airport food. So then we had Wendy's.
But it was bodega behavior. You following it?
Okay. So then the young lady at Wendy's, she did not want to be there at all.
She was so rude and nasty. It was funny at first until we became the customer.
Right.
When we was in line, it was hilarious. Was cracking jokes
and she would not. She did not at all.
I made her ass speak. Because I was like, hi. And she stood there and ice grilled me. And I was like, hi. And she's like, hi.
I would have paid.
She was so mean.
So when she ordered, so the thing was, this was actually my second interaction with her, because the first one was, are y'all serving lunch? And she said, just breakfast. So we was like, oh, have a good day and hit it. And so we went to the sandwich spot. That all happened. So we come back. He already ordered his food because he held down the line for me. Now it's my turn to order. So I'm seeing young lady order the food. Then I go, how come you ain't tell me that y'all was just, it was only minutes away from lunch? I would have waited. I wouldn't have left so fast. And do you know, she cracked half of a smile. I went, and like blinked her eyes extra slow, and I was just like, well damn girl, I don't want to be here for you either. Like, the man over there ain't want to be here, your ass don't want to be here. I don't know what they're doing to y'all last year, but damn. And I'm not saying everybody should be happy to go to goddamn work.
Listen, I get how annoying, especially at the airport,
especially because your ass gotta go through TSA any goddamn
all
way
day. Like, I get it, but I mean damn. Sometimes they be taking it out on the wrong ones.
Right.
They need to be taking out the trash that's piled up in the damn trash can.
Yes, we be nice as hell. Now,
you know,
some of the
we're
people
always smiling and pleasant and telling people to have a good day. And, you know, it's
some
like,
of the people
be
asking dumbass questions and shit. Give it to them. They deserve it. I'm a root for you when you do that.
Right.
But when you're giving it to me and all I'm saying is like, what's up? Or like,
I'm,
you know, I'm being nice.
Smile.
Right. And I'm not saying you should smile, queen, because I know you ain't got time for that.
Right.
But like, damn, don't treat me like, nigga, hurry the fuck up and get your goddamn ass out of my fucking face.
And who you ruling? Why do I need to call you a queen?
Right? Feel that way.
Who
but
you ruling?
No, you didn't.
Bitch, I ain't one of your subjects, but you right. gonna learn today.
Oh, feel however God. You feel, but don't make me feel that goddamn
right.
way.
That's what it, I used it to ain't do my at fault. Shit. Don't take it out on me.
Okay, so last thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let these bullets hit wherever they might.
Uh-oh,
period.
Shit. Period.
Remotes. This go out for the people with cable, right? That remote to the cable box, as far as technology has advanced, we need to work on the timing and the response of the rewind button, and that button that's a circle with a backwards arrow that skips back a number of seconds, right? Bitch, if I push you know how the rewind and fast forward buttons work, right? You push it once, it's a
like
slow
five,
speed.
And then it's like 15.
You push it another one, it says two. Push it another one, it says three. Four is the highest. Then if you push it again, it goes back to the first slow speed. If I depress the button, right, three times, fucking stay at three. Don't jump to pass four back to the slow speed. Then I got to sit here and try to push it again to get it back. The button pushing should be in direct correlation with a fucking reaction out the cable box. I'm tired of this shit. Then you'll start rewinding it. I know y'all gonna feel me. Like, I'll start rewinding it and want to, like, say you watching some playback from your DVR. So I'll start rewinding it. It looks like it's right at the beginning of the scene. I'll press play and the shit will jump back to the beginning of the program. I've already watched that. That's why I fast-forwarded the commercials to get to what the fuck is next. Why am I going all the way back to one, repeat steps, one, two, three? That's what ends up happening. I'm tired of this shit. Whoever the fuck makes these remotes, Comcast, Time Warner, Spectrum, TBS, okay. Turner.
Fios.
I don't give a fuck. Fios, Verizon, Dish. Shit. Right. Who else?
Motorola,
Satellite
the companies.
Curtis Mathis, Sony,
Curtis
PlayStation,
Mathis.
Nintendo, Snatch Dish, whatever the fuck it's called. I'm sick of it. Make your fucking remotes work in proper and divine accordance with the timing that has been established. Mm. If I push one, let it go to one. That's all I ask, and I really don't feel like it's too much. I hope you are listening. I'm willing to sit in the engineer's room and get to the bottom of the problem, because this is an error. Yes. Somebody ain't matching up the numbers right when it says it's supposed to move this fast in this amount of time and do this. That's all a bunch of codes. So somebody's not putting the right numbers in, and I am tired. Thank you, and good night.
Amen. Amen.
And that's it for this week's hot button issue. That was really funny.
I hope it's still hot
funny.
When you touch it.
That was.
So obviously we want to know your pet peeves.
We play them wind chimes.
Right? We'll bring those in. Right? What a segue. We want to know your pet peeves. We want to know what's going on with you at the airport, at your family's house, with your remote, with your delivery man.
Do a family one.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to do a part two of this one because it's a lot.
You're not family pet peeves.
That's a whole other.
Mama, I love you. I was on the phone with her today, but that's another one.
With POP, yeah, hold it down.
No, with my mama.
Not POP, hold it down.
Look, yeah, I was calling her from behind bars. No,
Support for this episode comes from Body Boss. Squeezing in time for your family, work, and hitting the gym feels impossible. Something's got to give, and it's probably the gym. But Body Boss can help with that, you guys. Unlock your dream body with the great 12-week Body Boss workout program. Do it at home in just 24 minutes a day, 3 days a week. That's less than 90 minutes a week with no equipment and no subscription. This is really important, you guys, because people can really use this.
For real.
Thanks to the hashtag Boss Effect or the excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, you burn fat long after your workout. Plus, with caring pro coaches and a free Facebook group, I know, but follow me, of supportive, kick-ass women, you're never alone. Try Body Boss with this special offer just for our listeners and get 25% off the fitness guide at bodyboss.com/friendzone. Order now and get free shipping and a money-back guarantee. This is their best deal ever, you guys. Get Body Boss for 25% off at bodyboss.com/friendzone. 12 weeks from now, you'll thank yourself and me for starting now. That's bodyboss.com/friendzone. This episode of The Friend Zone is also brought to you by Kopari. Sometimes the smallest changes can have the biggest benefits, including how you smell. As easy change, your body is going to thank you for. Switching to aluminum-free coconut deodorant from Kopari is it. Kopari's coconut deodorant is aluminum-free and vegan. It's also free of silicone, sulfates, parabens, GMOs, and baking soda. It has not got baking soda. So it's great for sensitive skin. Kopari's deodorant fights odor with plant-based actives such as sage oil and coconut oil. For those of you who that matters about, you know y'all love coconut oil. It doesn't leave behind a sticky white residue, just a sweet, subtle scent of fresh coconut milk. And it outlasts your longest days. This is Kopari's number one selling product. They can barely keep it in stock, you guys. They also have a deodorant subscription because you know you're going to need it regularly.
Okay.
Just choose how often you want to receive it, and they ship it to you automatically for free so you never have to run out of deodorant again.
That's convenient.
Kopari offers a money-back guarantee, so there's no reason not to try it today. Let me tell you, you guys. Everybody knows that there are people who are attracted to coconut oil. They use it for everything from cooking to lubing to anything you can think of. And so I have been looking for a way to incorporate that in because, you know, I live an all-inclusive life. I want everybody to be happy. And so I have been looking for something to go up underneath my arms that had coconut oil in it. Kopari, we have a relationship with the show. I find it was perfect. Kopari actually works for men like me, too. Even me, Lord, it works for. So with that being said, go to KopariBeauty.com/friendzone to make the safe switch today and save $5 off your first order when you subscribe. That's Kopari, K-O-P-A-R-I, beauty.com/friendzone. KopariBeauty.com/friendzone.
So let's bring in the wind chimes. So,
let's bring in the wind
chime. Ooh, a new song. Let's bring in the wind chime.
Why you make it sound like a Motown record?
I was going for more DeBarge.
Oh.
Like El DeBarge.
Oh, you remember on The Last Dragon when Vanity was on there and she was like, I found a place. Finally found a place. Like, that's what I was thinking about. We was like, let's bring in the wind chime.
Y'all are
so let's bring in the wind chime.
Hey. So, you guys really loved the recipes that I shared with you for your diffusers because I didn't realize that you guys are really looking, especially it's the holiday season. I guess
yes.
That's the biggest reason. You're about to have, you're either about to be in a house with a lot of people.
You're about to create pumpkin spice.
Right.
You're about to test the natural version.
Or you're going to have a lot of people coming over to your house. So I was looking through Ari Kesha's Instagram because I told you guys I was on a conference call talking with them about projects we're working on for next year, and they happened to share some diffuser recipes, which is what I shared 2 weeks ago. They did so well. You guys are literally emailing me like, oh my God, like my house smells incredible. Please share some more.
Please, I actually want to be stanky.
Stop it. I actually really want you guys to go on the Ari Kesha Instagram because obviously people have different scents that they're drawn to. Some like more like foresty smells. Mm-hmm. Some people like sweet smells like cinnamon. And they have something for everyone. I want you to find what you're looking for. The Ari Kesha Instagram is spelled A-U-R-A-C-A-C-I-A. And when you go on their IG, you'll see that I'd say the last 20 posts, or maybe even more honestly, are all diffuser recipes. And please let them know I sent you, because those are my homies. And obviously, the better we work together, the better it is for everybody.
Spell it one more time for me.
A-U-R-A-C-A-C-I-A. Ara Kesha.
Low-key, that's a cute name, too.
It is. Every time you say, ooh, Ara Kesha.
The funny thing is, whenever I say it, people like, are they black on?
Yeah. Look, okay, and my name started with an A, so if I had like some A children, you know,
all right, and then you just pay homage to like the grandma, like you name her like Ara Kesha Diane. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
They have a lot of really, really cute stuff. They actually even had a do-it-yourself beard oil.
Oh.
Yeah, and they have the recipe and everything, and it uses a lot of really masculine, or they refer to it. I know that might not be PC, but masculine scents like vetiver, essential oil, which is one of my favorites, actually really calming and grounding. So the idea
I
of
get
your,
that a lot.
So the idea of your oil being calming and grounding, I'm so here for it.
The oil.
I'm digging these recipes.
You see, right?
You know, I ain't really too much into the thing like that, but this grapeseed oil. Oil, jojoba oil, and eucalyptus and lavender essential oil.
And
like
they're
that?
So simple and clean,
right?
And it's just a mixture of oils. For those who don't have diffusers, you just they're really affordable. You can go on Amazon, you can go on Etsy, you can go to Target. It's really a popular product now because obviously wellness is trendy. Asante's over here
I can't just put a little bit on the stove. Look,
made a little room spray.
Oh my God. You know how we growing up, people would put like, what's it called?
Fabuloso.
Fabuloso in a pot and boil it. Oh my God, that's so bad.
It works so fast.
It makes the house smell incredible, but honestly, get you a diffuser is much healthier because these are natural oils. Ain't no chemicals that you don't know what chemical cocktail you're heating up. I've always ran away from that. I'm like, girl, take that off the stove.
That's why I said you can't just put a little on the stove.
No. We breaking out of them old school routines.
The girl that lived downstairs, her mom used to just put a little cinnamon in the pot. And like sometimes she would walk by and
that's
put like,
okay,
little
though. People
stuff.
Would put like lemon zest
like,
with cinnamon.
Yeah, she would
and
go through and put little orange peels in there and stuff. And I'd be like, oh.
That is okay because it's natural.
I think that's why I've always liked citrus stuff because of her.
That's actually
younger.
The one I'm about to read. That my favorite one, they call it the mulled cider diffusion. And I love the mixture. Listen to this. 5 drops of sweet orange, 3 drops of cinnamon, and 1 drop of ginger. So it's like their version of an apple cider. And I think that would be really... Sante's face, he is really selling these recipes.
I like that.
I think that would be really nice, especially for Christmas, even Thanksgiving. I think that'll be a nice mixture to share with your family.
So you know why these are so good to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fucking hood heat in my apartment, it'd be so
damn
hot.
You live
so
in a diffuser.
It,
you
so
probably
that's
don't
what I'm
even
saying.
Need to put water.
So that's what I'm saying. So like, and you
just
know,
throw drops in the air.
Friend, when
I
kid you not, I had only just turned that thing back on a day or two ago because
I'm
kept saying I was gonna get
my apartment's cold.
Jealous.
As fuck.
I kept saying I was gonna get a space heater, but I turned that thing on like yesterday, and I was like, I gotta open my window back up. I can't do this.
That's no
but
fair.
It gets so hot
I
in
literally
there.
Pay so much rent, and my apartment feels like an icebox.
Girl, you can pay
where
me $2, and I will gallon up that heat and bring it to you because it'd be slicing in there.
I wish. And then the another one, I don't know if you like cedarwood, but I like really warm scents.
Me too.
I like you know, I guess they would call them
woodsy tones.
Yes.
Give me
Justin.
A little amber. Give
yes.
me a little cedarwood.
Oh my God,
oh,
those
yeah.
are literally
my
all
favorites.
Of my favorite scents. I tend to like what they would consider men's clones, manly and masculine. Which
you can be a tomboy about the nostrils. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, but it's obviously it's silly that they would even gender sense.
Right.
You know, like these are more masculine.
Because when I say I go with the centricity, they're like, I'm a little bit more feminine. Like,
yeah, and then talking about feminine sense, whatever.
It is some sense that are only assigned to, you know. To parts. I'm just saying,
oh
like it is.
God.
There is a such a thing as a feminine and a masculine.
No,
scent.
No. But here's a Texas cedar wood that I tried. I actually tried it because the beauty is because everyone knows I'm an essential oil connoisseur.
Yes.
I literally, if you open my beauty closet, I have an Auracacia section, and I promise you, I probably have every oil they've ever created. Yes. It also doesn't hurt that they send me boxes of oil, especially because they were partnering with us for the tour, so they were sending me stuff for the tour, obviously.
Well, if you got any extras, you know.
Do I?
Shout out to
Auracacia.
Shout out to Auracacia.
They're so bomb, you know. And obviously, this is not sponsored. This is just, we have a great friendship and connection, and they've worked with me for years, and so they have stuff on their IG that I think you guys would find useful. So, of course, I'm going to share
useful.
It. Yeah, it's really, really bomb.
I'm a regular nigga, and I find it useful.
So, the Texas cedarwood is 5 drops of bergamot, 3 drops of juniper berry, 1 drop of eucalyptus, and 1 drop of cinnamon leaf. So, think of that. Eucalyptus,
bergamot,
cinnamon, bergamot,
yes.
Juniper. That just smells, ooh, smells like a forest.
Yes.
So, I'm here for that. So, those are just a couple examples of what you'll find. Like I said, they have a shower scrub with eucalyptus and grapefruit.
Y'all need that.
And that'll be really nice, which I think, I love that they just have a ton of recipes that you can use, and it all includes and integrates their natural oils and natural ingredients, all great for your skin. It kind of takes me back to my YouTube days when we used to be making butters.
But now it's like
and,
the classy refined.
Right,
version.
Exactly. This is, you know, the upscale version.
Okay.
But definitely check them out. Like I said, if you do like any of the recipes, show them love, tell them that you like it, leave them love on their comments, and most importantly, tell them that I sent you.
That's right. Yes. Tell them Fran sent you.
And that's it for this week's wellness segment. What about you, Asante? What you got for us in the music, man?
Let's bring out the wind chime.
I love it.
All right. Well, in music land, I am just being as ridiculous as possible.
We're ready for it.
You know, the past couple weeks has been like a white appreciation.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, before it was like White Girl Wednesday. You know, I was making y'all talk about the chicks.
And it was White,
and
Boy,
it was White
Wednesday.
Boy Wednesday. We talked about the boy bands. Now we're doing WCW, okay? White Covers Wednesday.
Oh, I was afraid of what the C stood for.
This is crazy because my last argue was literally relative to that.
Your last what?
Somebody black doing a cover.
Well, let's start off with your let's argue. So because
let's
start off with that because I want to do that first, and then I want to get into this, and we can.
It's
do this
a perfect
whole thing.
Segue.
Yeah,
so
it
let's
is.
Weigh
let's,
this segue,
yes,
shall
please,
we?
We shall.
My let's argue, I told you guys from now on, I'm going to chime in with a point, counterpoint situation where I just make a point and you guys can argue about it. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. I went to see A Man About a Dog, and I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and he said, with some kind of way, Nelly Furtado's music came up.
Yes.
So of course,
I'm like a bird.
and in a good way.
Okay.
So I brought up her song Try.
Yes.
Oh,
and you know the conversation always goes into like who else could have sang this, whatever. And so they made what I thought was a great point. I agree. Y'all tell me what y'all think. I think Rihanna, present day Rihanna, would wear a cover of Try by Nelly Furtado out.
Wow.
Think about the end. All of the moments. All
what?
Of... Think about Rihanna killing that in that chorus. Try. Rihanna.
Now I gotta
first
listen.
Of all, say less. And I'm only saying that because anybody and everybody that knows me and my core knows that I love a good cover any fucking way. Like outside of, you know, this being White Covers Wednesday.
Wait, so help me understand what the question is. You're asking.
Well, no, I'm not gonna ask you a question yet. So hold on. So
oh,
we're not
the
there
question?
Yet. We'll get there. We're not there yet, but we'll get there. But what I wanted to say is I love a good cover. Like, I love BBC One Extra when they have people come on there. Like, Georgia Smith just sang somebody. When ASAP, you sent that video of ASAP covering that song. Like,
Otis Redding.
I just love when people do these random-ass covers anyway.
Especially when it kind of goes against their normal sound.
Right.
Which but is when you talk about it. Rihanna doing Nelly fucking Furtado Try, yeah. Like, even those, like, low moments in the beginning, those yeah. intimate moments, I would love to hear from Rihanna. And I had to say that. But moving into that, because I love a good cover, a friend of mine on Twitter, shout out to Mason, his Twitter is at First Gentleman. He tweeted
I love him.
A whole thread of white people doing covers from the from 99s and 2000s. So I just wanted to go, I actually made a Spotify playlist. There's about 30 songs on here that he did a whole thread on. I just made it into a playlist just so I could play this for you guys. And I'm not going to go through every song, but it was just so funny because some of them I remember people doing and other ones I did not ever hear and was like, wow, I actually do kind of like this, but we're just going to go in and around and see where we end up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me start off with maybe a familiar one, hopefully.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Dustin.
Kiss me.
Now kiss me.
Oh, XO. Who in the hell is this?
This is John Mayer.
John Mayer covered EXO.
Oh, how boring. I love his voice.
He like, it was a good one.
Oh, this, I gotta hear this that. That's the album.
You ain't even got no lips. Oh, you mean so I can see your lips and know where to land?
No, Dustin. Oh, cutie.
So there is like a whole thing that he made of white people covering these songs, right? And some of them were songs that I remember, like that one. When I seen that, I was like, oh, I remember John Mayer doing that shit. Like, what the fuck? And I also remember this, but a lot of, well, I'm just gonna play this. Y'all might not even guess this, but you might.
That's Cameo, word up. Who is this? Don't piss me off. Who is this? Because this is a classic. Who is this?
Korn.
Oh, I'm not necessarily shit. Mad.
I went this to listen to this playlist.
I'm not mad. Now that I'm not mad at.
Okay, now some of these people I was not sure I'd ever heard of, but I did. I was digging some of these covers.
Did you make this playlist public?
It's on Spotify. I'm gonna make it public, okay. But I'm not
What's
gonna
it
put
called?
It on. It's Mason WYD.
Sweet.
What a cry face.
I gotta follow it.
Mason, what? Why are you doing this? What you doing?
Genius.
This one's too slow.
I'm hot just like an oven. Who is this singing Sexual Healing? They done gentrified Sexual Healing.
Is that, what's her name?
Yeah, but.
The one Kanye got off stage. No, that's
Taylor
not
Swift.
No.
Taylor Swift.
No, this is too good.
Wait, does this group start with an F?
No.
It ought to.
You might not guess his name.
This is horrible, and I'm offended.
It
as
don't
fuck.
Sound bad.
It don't sound. It's so weird because some of these songs don't sound bad,
it don't
but
sound
it's like,
bad.
Why
do y'all
you
know
do
how
this?
The real Sexual Healing sounds?
Well, it don't sound like something I would prefer.
Right. That's
over
one of
the
greatest fucking songs and
well,
beats
hard,
of all time.
It's hard when the original is too good, but as a song on its own, this probably wouldn't be bad.
Let's make love.
Okay,
tonight.
So I'm only gonna play this version because we can't.
You
but didn't
she ain't even do the baby.
What's
part.
Her name that you just said? Why can't I remember her name?
Yeba.
Yeba?
So that person's Yeba? Name is My Bubba.
Yeba. You know who you sound
I don't
like,
know if they're a group.
You know that kid where he was like, you got eczema? Yeba.
Who got it? Yeba?
Okay, now
you're
not ready
Swift
for this.
Taylor Swift did... Do you
fucking
remember?
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you yes. remember them black
remember
ladies that was looking at the
Look,
thing
and
right?
I do, and I do remember, unfortunately.
I never heard it, but I just think that's really funny.
Thank the Lord.
I can't
you
believe
did
they done gentrified Sexual Healing.
Oh, you're not even ready for this next
I'm here
one.
For it.
I'm about to go through
it.
All
I'm
of these
because
there was so many that had me dying.
I'm sorry, but I love an avocado cover.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared.
Man. So this one must be called My Little Pony.
This one must be called My Little Pony.
I'm just a bachelor.
So that was Patrick Lentz. Oh, I have zero idea.
That was fucking amazing.
I'm telling you, somebody's had me
the
wrong.
Six That's inch to Genuine's foot long.
I'm just a bachelor.
Okay, so I need to do this before I forget.
Ooh, you but, got me tears.
I'm telling you, I was.
I cannot believe that.
I was looking so crazy earlier, laughing. But
ooh, wait, I want to wait until he goes to the up and down your spine.
You got the nerve to say break you off.
You can't let okay. Ride it off.
Yeah. I wonder if he's playing the guitar at the same time. That's him.
He's singing.
He is. This is fucking amazing.
I'm not horny, but he's singing.
Okay, so now this
up and down your spine.
This cover right here was one of the ones that put this group on the map, but now it's the woman and she's gone solo.
How are you just moving forward? Like, because, how are you just moving past look, this
I'm just Alabama
there's
Shades.
There's so many. No, but because
do you know who Drew said Alabama Shakes was?
No. I don't want to know because I love her.
So we just gonna leave it.
Yeah, I take no Alabama Shakes slander. I love her.
Oh, I thought you meant the person who he said it, because she knows.
Okay, so I'm gonna just play this.
They play this song.
I'm telling y'all, I'm mad.
But listen, and she ain't even started yet. So listen. You know who this is, friend?
Is this Fergie?
Close.
Come on.
I want to go home too
Gwen?
After listening to that.
Is this Carmen?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
This is one of the ones that like put Carmen. Her on the map.
Carmen who?
Carmen Covers is what she used to go by.
She, what was her group called?
Carmen.
That was Carmen. Cause now
oh, they
she's,
were Carmen.
Cause so now she's by herself when she's Queen Irby.
Well, I see why he left her ass. If that's
they
what
still
she's
together.
Doing.
I think they probably just wanted to see more of her and not him, unfortunately.
6 foot, 7 foot. 6 foot, 7 foot. Look, you don't get the fuck out of my face. That's so goddamn disrespectful to Wayne and his legacy. Yeah. Regine need to beat her ass. Regine, where are you? Now's the time, Regine. You always want to be in the headlines for talking shit. Go over there and uphold your father's fucking legacy from 6 feet and 7 feet. 6 feet, 7 feet.
Daylight come and we want to go.
Good luck walking to the car after you done disrespected Lil Wayne's legacy like that, bitch. I see you outside, bitch.
No way, Dustin.
You're going to want to go home because you're going to be scared to come outside.
What's the little girl's run that you've been playing on Twitter?
Which one? Oh, yeah. She's like, because of who you are. And look up like, because of who you are. Yeah. It's Karen Clark. She is granddaughter.
So
and the way she bucks her little eyes is the funniest thing in the world. That little baby gonna be able to sing. You know, y'all know I'm fascinated by the mother and daughters, you know, teaching the daughter how to sing.
So that's Karen Clark, she is daughter?
Granddaughter. Wow. I hope that ain't her daughter. And that way we really know she got the oil, y'all. If that's Karen Clark Shears' 4-year-old daughter,
yeah,
I know some.
Because of who you are.
That's some blessed ovaries. Okay? Because of who you are, Karen. You was able to have a 4-year-old at 73 motherfucking years old.
You know why she makes me laugh? Because I told y'all the way that I make Claude or Chuck laugh when they're feeling down is I'd be like, joyful, joyful Lord.
Little Louise coming
the
through.
Little girl sounds just like because of who you are.
Because of who you are.
If you haven't seen this video, I don't know where can they. It's on Dustin's Twitter because that shit had me on the fucking floor. Her face and then the emojis that you put.
It's amazing that the little girl was mimicking the way she was, God. Too. I was like, golly.
It's lit. Everything.
Another
everything.
One. Another okay. clock another sister. One.
Okay.
The another. Grandmama yes, is yes. the baby.
Okay.
For real, though.
This one's going... Oh, nah. You since we laughing.
Because of who she is, the grandmama is the baby.
Let me keep it going. Let me keep the laughs going.
I'm in tears.
I'm tired of this shit.
Closer.
What the fuck is this? Oh, that's a white song anyway, though. Now, this makes perfect. It's a white song anyway. Now, this makes perfect sense.
You gotta hear when the dude's singing too.
You don't want to fast forward to that. Fuck her, man.
I was like, good gracious, I feel vacations.
So hot. Listen. In the bottles, good is all the fame of you and fucking the models. I say driving sports car ain't hitting the dollars. She thought,
who in the hell is that, man?
Jenny Owen Young. And this is off the Take Off All Your Clothes EP.
I was like,
oh my God. No one I never heard of that. That's horrible shit, man.
The guy was like, it's getting hot in here.
Y'all keep on fucking not voting and shit. Keep on thinking your vote don't count. That's how they gonna make all the music sound. It's gonna be just like Dreamgirls.
Ooh, Jesus.
Remember how it was two Cadillac cars? It's gonna be just like that with all your favorite tunes. So keep on that.
Yo,
boat.
This is the best music.
I'm telling you, when he made this
time.
Playlist, and there are so many on here.
I believe you.
I'm gonna hit you with like three or four more.
Like,
oh my God!
Yes, so many more laughs. Okay, so listen to this one. You know what it is.
Oh no.
Well, technically the bumps are white.
See the thing about you. That call,
it's Usher.
This isn't bad, though.
It's not. Some of these ain't bad.
Me change my mind.
Yes, it is.
Dustin.
Struggling ass.
You know, some of the avocados be stuck in.
You need to sit down. This may take a while.
He sound like me.
Did you say he sounds like shit? Dustin.
Like me, this ain't shit.
Who is it?
James. Okay. James T.W., whoever that is.
I never heard of these people, but I mean, they doing a thing.
Nah, I'm gonna give you this one. This is Oh Wonder.
I was like, good gracious, ass is
about to. Look, this is, it's about to be one of those. You know Oh Wonder?
Yeah.
I look and stare so deep in your eyes.
Hell nah! Hell no! This is where I draw the line. I'm begging you. Cut it off! This is where I draw the fucking line. I am not hell no! That's our black queen. As hard as she be working, you heard Formation. She done worked so hard to represent us. No.
And when I tell you, there is bills on here. There was tons of them.
And that's now, disrespect to Candy.
Now, I'm going to leave you this last one only because we can't listen to it. Well, I don't be listening to his music no more any damn way. So it's only funny that there's this white cover.
Uh-oh, is it R. Kelly?
It is.
Oh, no.
So it was so funny. And you know that there has to be tons of white people out here doing these R. Kelly covers. So the way that they did this,
I was
like,
so this is R-K-E-L-L-I-E.
Really, this is Robert, the Robert Collection.
Why would you do this? You sound like you can't even work the zipper. Tell me once I get you out some clothes.
Yo, she hasn't taken a breath.
It's going up. You hear the beat?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I feel like I'm ready to fight. I feel like
that part took me out when she did that. When she did the two. That's the one that took me.
Hell no.
That was the one
Wait, what's the first line? How does it go?
No, I'm not trying to be rude.
What you get? Listen.
She added him again.
Yes. Yes.
Together.
What a fucking disrespectful bitch. No, not you too. That's what the problem is.
That was Phoebe Ryan, by the way.
She sound like Phoebe.
So yes, I had so much fun going through this thread, looking at these,
that
laughing
was
my ass
amazing.
Off, and like some of them, I was like, oh,
I'm not trying to be rude.
Oh my God. It was
I had
great.
To file an insurance claim on my phone after that shit. Beep,
so beep. If you want to find the original thread on Twitter, you can follow at First Gentleman. It's with an A, not an E, and you can spell out the rest, hopefully.
Or how does he know about all of these?
I have zero idea what type of rabbit hole he fell down to make this thread and how it happened. But I just made a quick playlist on Spotify. You can enjoy it there. I'm not going to make a playlist on all platforms. This was just out of fun because he listed all the Spotify links. So enjoy it on Spotify. Otherwise, don't. And that's really it for the Music Man segment.
You do know what kind of rabbit hole he went down. A white
I mean,
rabbit.
I do. But I don't know if it's the rabbit hole he went down or if he just had him on deck or like he was at a party and was Shazam. I don't know what happened, okay? I don't
I
know
was
the
backstory. Like, good gracious, ass is bodacious.
And you should have heard her when she said, vote count, tank top. I skipped over that. But that part, look.
Can I get a tutu?
Can I get a pee-pee?
Can I get a pee-pee?
Woo!
Can I hit a tutu?
The guy talking about, it's getting hot in here.
Oh, my God, man.
Ooh, that was great.
Okay, I got one more for you.
Please.
I'm, just because it's so, it was so funny, and this one killed me. All right.
They even breathing off beat.
Nicki Minaj. Why did they do that to Nicki Minaj? And mind you, me and Nicki, we not really seeing eye to eye, but why would you do that to Nicki Minaj?
It's the principle.
Why did you do that? It's Super Bass. Super Bass is popping up on its goddamn own. And for y'all to do that shit was really like, why did you do this?
That's the direction the shoe should have went. Right there.
If that's where it was going, right.
Well, that was right, great. Man. I needed that laugh. I really did.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for the wellness segment.
Right.
Okay. Wind chimes
amazing.
Out.
Wind chimes out.
Can we get a two?
Do we want to give at least one or two listens lately and then just move right on along? Or we got a whole lot of listens lately?
I don't know. I feel like that was
well,
just
we
a
should
good
just move
segment.
On along because that was
yeah,
a whole
that was
lot
just
of lot.
Really good.
It was a whole lot.
I know,
a lot of,
I know we do want to mention Mariah because Mariah's Mariah.
Yes, people did want to hear us talk about
the
Mariah.
The Caution album.
And the Glitter soundtrack.
And the Glitter soundtrack was the number one on iTunes. Justice. Hashtag Justice for Glitter. You know, I loved Glitter.
Me too. Movie and soundtrack,
I
to be quite motherfucking
it.
Honest.
That's when people were saying it bombed and it was her worst album. I'm like, what did y'all listen to? Because I love Glitter. I
it was
loved
very
it.
Good. All those covers are amazing. Mariah was in great voice when she recorded that album.
It was great.
It is.
The movie was, it was like campy, you know? Like, it was funny to me.
And shout out to her for having that album see justice, finally.
And whenever, she looks great.
Whenever people that did music, like, did movies, it's not that I didn't expect a whole lot from them, but I already kind of knew what time it was. So, like, I would always take that in consideration when watching them act.
Yeah.
So, like, when people, like, dogged Mariah and Glitter, I was like, y'all acting like Mariah was, like, awful. And it was cool.
It
like,
was a cute movie.
Like, and I'm a Britney fan, but Britney and Crossroads is kind of, like, funny to me. And I didn't think that when I was watching Britney and or Mariah and Glitter. So it was kind of, like, weird to me that people were dogging her the way they were.
It is so bad. I remember, if I remember correctly, that was around the same time she had, like, her meltdown on TRL. Like, it was a lot going on.
Right. And they act like them songs wasn't jamming.
What?
And then that's why she came back and killed it in Precious.
Yeah.
Mariah
yes.
can actually act.
Murdered
She's great.
Precious.
And remember she was in the Butler at the beginning too.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Mariah can act, so you know. Shout out to Mariah. Shout out to Mariah.
That's it.
Yeah, Mariah do act. I like her when she had that dark hair. Whenever she got that dark hair, she owned. Even in that music video,
when she was like fighting in the bathroom.
Ego. Yes, I was like, there she is. She's on.
I remember she had a pair. I think it was like these this crochet top with these cutoff shorts. Do you know that was my uniform? Like, I went and bought that exact
with the
same
back out
fucking
outfit.
Do you remember Contempo Casuals?
Contempo
back in the
Casuals,
you
yes.
remember? Wow. I went and found my version of that. That used to be my thing. Like, people like Mariah and J-Lo, like, I would go and get the outfits that they
on trend.
The Fanolo Blahnik, because sure as hell wasn't no Manolo, but I had the Tim version.
Tim's.
Look, when your M, look, when your M is tilted up a little bit.
Couldn't tell you shit when you put your boots on.
Listen, friend. I knew how to turn a look when I was little.
Hell yeah. Thanks again to Talkspace for their continued support of the Friendzone podcast. Talkspace is the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with an internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. Remember, therapy isn't just about venting your innermost thoughts or digging into childhood memories. It's also about practical, everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. Having a therapist simply provides you a designated person for you to talk to who is trained to listen and help you make positive changes. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges we all face. To match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/zone and use the code ZONE to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's code ZONE. And Talkspace.com/zone. Talkspace. Therapy for how we live today.
Okay.
So we're moving on to Dustin's TV
land. That's right. We're going to take it on down to TV land.
What did Charity do this week, Dustin?
Can I be...
She's off. We haven't seen Charity. No. Greenleaf was good as hell this week, though.
I missed it.
Oh, my God. The last two episodes. The season finale is next week. The last two episodes have been nonstop, action-packed.
And those are the two I have not seen.
Oh, friend, baby. You are going to. You're really going, you know.
I'm ready.
You might pick up a... I'm telling you. Trust me. But anyway, Greenleaf has been amazing. Shout out to Lynn Whitfield. Shout out to Merle Dandridge.
So
all those actors are doing a great job. Everybody except Charity. But Greenleaf has been great. Also, I want to give a shout out to Mona Scott Young because the Love & Hip Hop Hollywood reunion concluded.
We
didn't learn a damn thing.
I feel like it went for a while.
Really?
And I wasn't mad about it, actually. It paced itself very,
very
well.
The season was great.
It was a really, really well done season.
Season was great. Like I said, we got a legendary, iconic cussing out by way of A1's mother, Miss Pam.
Yes.
K. Michelle acted crazy the whole time. She changed clothes like 6 times.
Yelled, at the reunion?
Yeah, she yelled all kind of stuff. Her and Paris were arguing. That was hilarious. Monice and Princess made up, which was huge.
Beautiful.
I was like, for once, it's good to see
that. Beautiful to see.
Yeah. Solo Lucci had me laughing all night long because he didn't give a damn what was coming out of his mouth.
Nope.
And he was sitting in the couches on the audience just commenting on everybody's situation. And it was so funny because he would have had me rolling the whole time. All in all, it was great, but they're doing overkill with the whole security diffusing shit. Like, people will stand up and then 30 security guards bum rush the stage and take the person off. Now, the one thing I do want to talk about, and again, this is with love, but it's the truth. Tierra Marie did a terrible job on this reunion, and I'm going to tell you why I say that. She was up against the wall for what people already think was a bad publicity stunt by leaking her own sex tape, and then the whole relationship with this guy named Akbar, his two, his wife and girlfriend, who both acknowledge that they're all in a relationship together, I guess, or whatever.
He sees value in women.
He lied and said that that was his ex-wife. They were still in a relationship. But now, based on what Tierra did and presented, the way she presented herself at this reunion, first of all, shout out to Joe Exclusive because he styled her and she looked great. That much we can say for sure. But she sounded a damn fool. She was so weak in her argument and so weak in her stance. She never gave a concrete hard yes, no, this happened, this didn't happen, you were wrong for this or that. She allowed Akbar's wife and girlfriend to thoroughly disrespect her.
Yes.
With the occasional loud, you know, you're a manipulator or whatever, things that just weren't effective, as opposed to saying something like, I never wanted to be a part of this. You guys are fucking crazy. I did not leak my own sex tape. You did it. There's legal ramifications for that. You know, there's a way that you speak when you're firmly convicted and you being right about something.
Right.
And she wasn't doing that. And then she said, I'm leaving. I don't want to talk about it because they sitting up here lying. It's either them or me. And what she does is she makes that outburst. Then because the producers have to try to calm her down to bring her back to stage to keep the show going, she then takes a position of dominance with the producers by saying things like, uh-uh, don't touch me. Okay, well, you ain't got to touch me. Like, she starts yelling at everybody except the people on stage who are completely defaming
right.
you, completely making you look like a liar, like you look ridiculous. Also, let's be clear. Again, shout out to my boy James Caldwell, who made a great point that Tierra let that girl come on the show and cuss her out and check her in front of everybody. And yes. you've been a main cast member since season one.
Yes.
So further to his point, you have been a main cast member since season one. You also used to appear on Love & Hip Hop New York.
Yes.
Plus, you had a hit on Rockefeller. People remember you. They sympathize with your story of, you know, Rockefeller Records making a choice with another artist and moving forward with the promotion of them as opposed to you. Why aren't you capitalizing on all of this by doing what you do best, which is sing? You're not doing a great job as a personality. You're appearing argumentative, and you're mistreating the people who are supporting you on this show as your friends. Basically, what the fuck are you doing? That's what I want to ask her. You just started getting your look together. This is season 5 or 6. What season is this?
I can't remember.
5 of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. You've done nothing. There's no album been released. There's been no mixtapes, really no singles. And Tierra Marie is an artist that could really make some impact
yes.
in R&B music. She has people that support her. She came out when she was 16. Y'all do know that when people do that, the fans of them that were young like that, they kind of stay with you until you just drop the ball.
Is there any boys around and know how to make a girl feel?
Me too.
That was
no
the
daddy,
shit.
Phone booth. Like we
phone
can go.
Booth.
She was really cute. I saw that Bridget and Brooke released a project.
Can I
or
say,
a song.
What? I saw
the
that
cover
they
art.
Did too.
Yeah.
So I didn't see that, but I will say, because we're talking about Tierra yeah. and Akbar and them, I liked how Bridget was holding Akbar's ass to task.
I like
and
it too.
He was really about, he don't give a fuck no fucking way. So she wasn't really making no leeway to me, but I still like that Bridget was asking questions because Tierra was just looking crazy up there.
Looking a damn
like, it
fool.
Was, she just didn't look right.
Looked a fool. So, you know, just that's all I really wanted to say about that. I just, Tierra really, like, nobody else. I mean, you know, Amber Diamond and her mom, all these B characters and C characters and shit, whatever. Tierra has been holding on by a thread to me. And she's going to fuck around and not be on the show and be somewhere sitting around upset because they've removed her. When she deserves to be a thriving, you know, staple, main, pillar cast member. So I don't understand why she's just squandering this. I really don't. It's not cute. We don't like seeing you look stupid in drama. That's not relevant. We don't like seeing you argue with people. You're not tough. Everybody knows it now based on how we've seen you interact with them other girls. So, mama, you got to come with something else to make us interested. We don't want to see you off the show. We don't want to see you fall off. But goddamn.
Right.
You look crazy.
Brooke Valentine came through and played the whole show like a game and basically sat at the reunion for all of like 10 minutes and didn't even ruffle no goddamn feathers. Like, it was so funny to me to watch her sit there and almost make it seem like, oh, it was all a game. It's all cute and kiki. And it would all be kind of like looked over. But then you have Tierra who's sitting up here arguing with these people and then walk away, which almost made it seem like these people would be on next season versus Tierra, who honestly, I don't really need to see Tierra on for another season, but I don't want to see these other people on next season either. And you leaving them up here on stage so they can have this fucking time. And then K. Michelle flirting with their asses and shit, which is almost making it seem like, all right, people, they might be on next season for a little something or something. And I don't even want to see their
asses. I hope not, Mona. Nobody wants to see Akbar and his concubines or whatever the fuck that is.
No.
Nobody wants to see that. We don't care. Nobody wants to see that.
Very.
Oh, like, damn.
I'm going to show, well, I'm going to show you, and you don't got to react on the mic. But
you don't got
to
react.
You don't have to. And I don't follow him on Instagram or nothing. I just have to find him. So
K. Michelle did a horrible song. It was very boring. It sounded like country music.
He's funny looking, but he's just like muscularly fine. Scroll. Go ahead. Just scroll up. Just keep scrolling.
Oh, she was ready to get the phone back.
Right. That's she was like, I've seen all I needed to see.
Friend, I can make you put your phone down. No, thank you.
No,
return to cinder.
Like, I didn't say that.
Like, looking at him, oh, yeah, he do look crazy. I ain't never looked at his Instagram. But on the show, he's one of them that be like, yeah, you know, I find broken women. Da-da-da.
Oh,
and,
no.
Right, so for me, it's automatic, like, damn, nigga, you just got too much shit going on. You just, but, you know,
mind you, you don't even take all that to have two hoes.
You don't.
There's a lot of people who are into big love nowadays. Like, so you don't even have to
exactly.
do all that.
Yeah.
You can literally find somebody who is into that if that's your thing. You don't have to. What made it so seedy and I guess bad intention from him was the fact that he was saying how he goes after women who are at their worst or who need to get built back.
Sounds like a pimp.
He's like, you know, sometimes women be broken and they need somebody to build them back up. And they were like, so did you ever love Tia? He's like, no, I didn't. No reflex. Like,
and you can see the hurt on her face.
Of course.
Which is why she wasn't really going hard at him. Tia is just a mess.
Yes.
And I feel bad because I really want the best for her. So whatever, that was that. What else came on?
Can Asante, I just want an aside. Because what came on that I know you're going to talk about is Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Go ahead.
I have questions for Dustin.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So it's only the second or third episode?
This was episode 3 on
episode
Sunday.
Episode 3. So I know we're still early in the season. But I could not pinpoint why I hated this episode.
Because it's Shamari.
Okay. Because here's what. And I think you're absolutely right. So when it first started, you know, it was painful, you know, to watch the sad stuff. And I got that was a part of it. And I don't mind that. Because people on Twitter were like, oh, well, you now, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't care. So then from the sad stuff, I feel like the episode just got painful. Because of the girl from Black, the girl group, was on there. And it was just very painful for me to watch. Every time she touched the screen, every time she spoke, like the way she spoke. And I was really trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. And I was like, maybe I just need to get used to like another type of woman, like, you know, this type. And that's just the room I need to give her. But I could not pinpoint if it was her that I hated or if it was the editing. Because I felt like there was something off about the editing, too. Like, I know it was slower, so it was a little eerie. But there were opportunities that I felt like musically for, like, little sound effects that they usually take that they didn't take this episode. Or maybe this season. I haven't really been paying close enough attention. But it just felt a little different, a little off, a little odd to me.
It was Shamari.
Okay. I felt like it was.
It
Even
was
the way
Shamari.
She talked about her husband and their love, and then he got in the booth, and I was like,
She's married to Ronnie DeVoe from New Edition.
Right.
And he's not really making the best, you know, presentation of himself either. To me, this was a bad casting choice. Now, there has only been one episode, so I really don't want to just say that. But Shamari is not, unless she does something or has some moment that, you know, makes it all make sense. Shamari, to be honest with you, and in my mind, Eva too, they're not fit for like Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes.
They don't. They're not what we know. And new things are always cool, new energy, whatever. But for what we know a Real Housewife of Atlanta to be, they just don't appear to be that. And seeing them come into this space so brazenly and saying whatever they want to say and doing whatever they want to do, it can get a bit irritating. Shamari and Ronnie DeVoe are going to drive me crazy because couples get on my nerves like that.
Like
and they're that
their
kind
album.
Of couple that gets on my nerves.
What do you mean? Like
just two, everything's about them being a couple. They're making music together. He's coming on her boobs. They're flirting. We get it. Y'all are together. Remind your motherfucking self. You don't have to remind us.
Think about these while you're doing that part. Yeah, oh, I'm going to think about those. And then they show him in the studio rubbing himself. And I'm like,
Mind you, I'm Black, and this is Ronnie DeVoe.
Yeah.
This Ronnie DeVoe
like
from Hams. New Edition. I feel bad saying bad stuff
yes.
about him. This is the guy
so
from fucking New Edition.
Right,
I'm Black.
Classic.
Very much.
But so it's just been kind of difficult to watch. Nene's scenes with Greg are sad as fuck. So watching Greg go through this cancer journey is going to be emotionally taxing all season.
It was beautiful to watch how supportive Cynthia was.
Of course. You know what I mean?
And it was,
people,
of course.
Motherfuckers love Greg Lee.
Greg is amazing, yeah.
That's Greg Lee. Shit, what? You think they were? Come on, man. You think they weren't going to come see me, man? I'm Greg Leakes. Let's do it. Come on.
Man,
so,
I want to go to a Bailey Q. That's what she called her barbecue.
Bailey Q.
Yes. Cynthia Bailey on the lake. Lake Bailey. She got the Bailey Q popping. I want to go to the Bailey Q.
It's cute.
Shamari's getting on my nerves, and I think she's going to continue to get on my nerves. But this whole Candy versus Portia thing, I just think people forgot that Portia was so happily willing to put forth that information that Phaedra was putting out last season or season before last. I think that people forgot that it really never was about Candy versus Portia. It only became that way when Portia involved herself in the shit between Candy and Phaedra. So I don't feel like the gospel song says, no ways tired about Candy and Portia's ex-assistant rolling her and her man's relationship like dice in that scene. This is what Portia gets. This was coming to you.
Please, on the woman that
this was coming to you for what you did. Basically, somebody that Portia got in a fist fight with off camera, but during a taping. She was Portia's ex-assistant. She was also working with Candy at the time. Candy never stopped working with her just because the girl and Portia fell out. So now the girl has information about her. So that's where we are with that. But I don't care that they discussed it on camera.
I don't either.
That's what Portia get.
That is what Portia get. And I like the fact that, and it's funny because I know people are looking at Candy a type of way because Candy's not addressing it with Portia, but because she's on camera on other scenes talking about Portia's relationship, they're looking at Candy like, there go Candy being messy, blah, blah, blah. Whereas Portia, like, got information that she didn't even know, like, firsthand or from anybody else and was so willing to give that and be strong and wrong, whereas Candy don't really know, even though she know, she don't really know. So she just made the conscious decision to stay out of it. But these other people coming around knowing stuff, too, is like making it look like making Candy look a type of way, but I'm here for it. Portia willingly dragged Candy a season or two ago.
Gleefully.
So, like she was like, oh, I got the bone, honey. You know, I'm really going to carry it. Whereas Candy's like, I got a bone, but I ain't trying to carry it over there. But even though it's out there, you know, it ain't really, you know, my bone to really do that. So it's here.
You got to deal with this shit. That's how I feel about that. So that's it. Married to Medicine was more of the same. I'm really looking forward to the reunion, which they did just tape. And I heard there were some bombs dropped, so. That's basically it, you guys.
Shout out to Dr. Heavenly.
That's it for Mr. TP Land. I guess that's it. Do you guys have any church announcements? Oh, no, we have a Black Business
of the Week. Now, it's Thanksgiving, so there's going to be a Black Friday sale.
There's going to be tons of Black Friday sales. So make sure if you have, like, small Black business brands that you tend to buy your butters from, your lip balms, your clothes, make sure you support them during this time. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of sales for Black Friday. And don't forget Cyber Monday, too.
Yeah, well, not even that, but a lot of people check with whoever you have your cards with because some people do small business Saturdays, too.
Right.
So if you buy from a small business on a Saturday and it's going to be a holiday weekend, so shit's going to be on sale any damn
pretty
way,
much all weekend.
You might as well go ahead and take advantage of everything you can. And with that said, this is a small business, a Black business.
A Black business. So you guys remember my friend Shanti from Around the Way Curls.
She's part of Till Tuck and Titan.
She's part of the OG YouTube crew. We had the blogs together and she has a store in Philly called the Sable Collective. And they're having what they're calling the Love Exchange on Sunday, November 25th from 2 to 8 p.m. And
it's 6 hours.
I know. Okay. And there's going to be food available, beverages. There's going to be a DJ providing entertainment. There's going to be a wellness workshop for the guests, too. It just seems like a cool collective experience with folks in Philly. So if you're from the neighborhood, definitely check that out. Once again, that's the Love Exchange on Sunday, November 25th from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Sable Collective. That's at 3313 North 22nd Street in Philadelphia.
Hey.
And like I said, food will be available, beverages, DJ. It just sounds like a good chill time. You're going to be with your family all weekend pretty much. Maybe you want to get away.
Get out!
Chill with some people, listen to some music, and buy some stuff because Sable Collective is dope. I have like hats from there. I have art from my walls. I have like random Army fatigue jackets.
Yeah, I remember you talked about them before.
Like that's my homie and we went to Cuba together. A lot of she bought a lot of artwork for her store. You hear me? For her store.
She spent a lot of money on the store.
Shit.
She bought a lot of it in Cuba. So, you know, she's a real connoisseur and I love her style. She's the cutest style in the world.
You really like her style.
I really love her style. So definitely check her out. You could check her out at the Sable Collective on Instagram. if you want to get more of a feel of her shop if you've never been. But if you've never been, I really encourage you to check it out. It's great to support a small business. You're going to find fly shit in there, everything from earrings to bags to jackets to art. And like, there'll be like-hearted people there. What better way to spend your Sunday than supporting a black market? And that's it for the black business.
Yes.
So do you guys have any church announcements before we get out of here?
I am a gold member on Delta.
Amen. I have one more flight.
I think I've already announced that any damn way, so that really is an announcement.
No, but it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
You should feel good about that.
Shout out to everybody that's coming out to the shows for the read. For the last leg in December, I will be at the Denver show, which is December 2nd. The December 8th show in Seattle. So I'm going to be back in Seattle.
My God, you're going to all my favorite places.
Right. And I'm going to be in Miami December 15th.
Oh,
so,
my God.
If you're going to be out in any of those cities, I will be in those cities for the read. So come out, say what's up, harass Alex, and tell her to bring the friend zone out there. Do your thing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to just be out there with the read. Outside of that, I don't have anything else to say. Dustin, what about you? Church announcements?
Nope.
All right. Fran, what about you? Church announcements?
London, I will be around your way in less than 2 weeks. I'm very excited. You guys are the last stop of our last tour, so it's a big deal.
We're gonna cheerio.
Yes. What would you say last week?
Bzzz. The bees out there.
So it's gonna be really exciting for us. We're gonna be high energy because we have a lot to be proud of, a lot to celebrate. What does Snoop say? I gotta thank me.
Hello.
Okay. So I'm very proud of myself, very proud of my team, and we're gonna share a lot of that good energy with you guys. And then I'm gonna be in Marrakesh. I don't know if we have any listeners out there, but we're gonna be in Morocco the week of the 11th, I think it's December 11th. That week we'll be in Morocco too, just celebrating a beautiful year that we've had. We deserve to pamper ourselves. So we're going to be hitting the spas, hitting the shops, and just roaming and enjoying life because we deserve it.
Amen.
Right? And then I will be in D.C. Because we have our live show that Friday, December 14th.
That's right.
TheFriendZoneLive.com. Make sure you grab your tickets. That's Friday, December 14th. And then Kia has an event the next day, December 15th.
That's right.
Saturday. It's a brunch. It's going to be fly. And, you know, everything she does is amazing and brilliant and full of beautiful intellectual women from around the world, and I will be there too.
I hope y'all niggas is listening to. It's a great place to go if you got your shit together.
Okay, and only if you got your shit together.
Right, and I'm actually going to be in D.C. that entire weekend because I have a couple of people to catch up with.
I know.
Right, and it's just going to be fun. I haven't actually chilled in D.C. without it being work-related in a long time, so I figured, when else am I going to go to D.C.? I don't know. So I might as well take advantage that we have the live show. Kia has her brunch. And then I'll chill in D.C. for the weekend.
You know, we've done D.C. before, Fran.
We sure have.
Hey. We used to do D.C. a lot back in
the
day.
Oh, my God. Do y'all remember when the three of us and Fury all shared one hotel room?
Oh, my God.
Yep. Isn't that the funniest thing?
I remember that for several
weeks. That was
weeks.
Such a funny Imagine you guys, all of us sharing two beds. Those were the days. I miss those days. Things were so different. We were just so innocent and bushy-eyed. Not bushy-eyed, bushy-tailed. Bushy-eyed. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Right.
But that's when we used to go to Broccoli Fest. That's so funny.
Shout out to Broccoli City.
Shout out to Broccoli City. But yeah, so that's it. That's the plan for December. I'm very excited for the month coming up. It's just gonna be a good month.
Right. Me too.
A good way to close up the year.
It's gonna fly by.
It is.
I feel like everything's been flying. Like I feel like it was just Halloween.
I feel like
it was just the end of summer. I remember being sad because it was the end of summer.
I remember my birthday.
Christmas.
Like I'm thinking about all these things and like how I'm thinking.
Even though low key your birthday feels like it was a different year. Like
really?
That was a long time ago to me. Being in Atlanta doesn't feel like a long time ago.
Well, because I feel like I had a lot of things back to back. It was like my birthday, then my first If I Were a Rapper, then I did a few after that.
And then all of our live shows.
Right. Then we had our Atlanta show. Like, so it was kind of like, and then I was just in Atlanta.
It's a blur. That's why I think this was a great year because we were busy.
Yes. Thank God we were so busy.
So busy, which is a beautiful thing when you're creative.
Thank you to everybody that's listened. Thank you. I feel like I'm drunk, so I'm about to be like,
no, but it's
so
real.
Thankful.
Thank you to everyone who's come out to a show, who's bought a ticket, who's driven to see us, who's jumped press on a play. Flight, who's bought a hotel
who shared
room,
a damn link,
press play,
who's come up and bought who's a shirt, missed work, been
bought
late
a shirt,
for work.
Bought a hat, tweeting about us, commenting, sending us funny ass gifts and memes, and telling their friends, "Have do you? I see y'all. Y'all
done
be like,
cool
do you listen
drawings.
To the friend zone?
Come on now,
thank
the
you.
Drawings of
stopping
us
stopping us in the street,
bringing us gifts
the
that
gifts,
you made with your hands,
right? The handmade backpacks, t-shirts, photos, paintings,
an absolute dream life. Like, I could not ask.
Somebody brought me a suede condom.
What?
I'm just playing.
I was like, what you about to do?
Look,
with that?
Did it have your face on it?
And on that note, we love you so much. As always, thank you so much. So much, so much, so much. We're so grateful for you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Enjoy this time with your family. Enjoy some time by yourself. I know a lot of you have days off at work. And if you don't, I understand that too, because usually people take this time to catch some extra shifts. Whatever your situation
is. Yeah, that holiday pay is mean.
It's
I'm telling
serious.
You.
So I totally
Look,
get it.
Triple time.
I told you I was debating going back.
Right. Just for the holidays. Whatever your situation is, just know that you are loved. We're thankful for you. We're grateful for you. We're super blessed to be able to be engaged with you.
Yes.
So thank you. We love you and have a great week.
Shout out to Patti LaBelle.
See you guys next week.
Bye. Stay black and protect
Bye.
Your magic.
Bye.